mic's loose.
It's all right, man. Tighten it up.
I can't because then it's pointing the wrong way. Am I in one headphone?
I'll tell you something for sure. I'm in one headphone.
Are you?
Yeah, just the left?
Yeah. That's not good.
Let me mess with it down here.
Uh-oh. That did it? That did it.
That fixed yours?
Did it do it? No,
no,
not really.
I didn't do it.
Mm-mm.
No, 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 no.
Great. Starting off with technical issues.
Fine.
It's always a great show when that happens.
Watching this early. Just jiggle everything, dude.
Jiggle everything.
Jiggle that.
I don't think that works.
Okay, it's jiggled. It's done. There, fixed. It works.
Mine works
for me, man. Here. Let's try it out with some music.
Maybe my right ear is just more deaf than my left one is? Does that make any sense?
No. Hi, Pro. Hi, Mindy Che. Hi, Taylor. Like, you hear some tenors over here?
I hear the music over here. I don't hear me over here, though.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it's mono.
My hand is fine. It's all right. Whatever. Don't care. Sounds good to you. It sounds good.
I didn't even know we had stuff on eBay, but I sold some. Cool.
Here's where it gets really bad.
It's been bad this whole time.
In that first part, it's a good...
I would say this is better than the first part.
No. Definitely.
Is this music? Why would you do this to our audience?
I'd rather listen to this.
No, you wouldn't.
I would rather
listen to this. No, you will definitely listen to less of this than you will to the jingle bells.
That's true.
Oh, you fuck out here all day.
To all the haters that just don't get why I get to be a creator and stack my bills high. It's like you're fucking jealous, bitch. Jealous of my come-ups, bitch. You and your pussy crew. You ain't got shit on me.
Great,
except
dude.
This great shit I do, bitch. Come through, follow through. It ain't about your fashion sin. It ain't about who you with. It's about this rapping, bitch. Now watch me
as
I come up, bitch. You're never gonna match the shit that I'm motherfucking about to spit.
No, this is what he really looked like. He was like
this. Girl, I wet your piss at me for the shit I say. I don't give a fuck. I hear it all day. And a matter of fact, that girl you with just sounds be my last bitch.
Because he was reading the lyrics.
I don't give a fuck. I hear it all day. I don't give a fuck. I hear it all day.
I don't give a fuck. I hear it all day. I think he tries to sound like this when he's
fucking every night.
I don't
want to
think about that.
Light, rolling hard cause we ride. Me and my boys, yeah, we tied.
First of all, he doesn't have sex with anyone.
Fresh this game, another notch. Don't test.
Can we just listen to our real Christmas song?
Back.
Yeah. That one's better.
Yeah. This is the jam right here, dude. We only got 2 episodes in December, so this is it. We gotta pack it into this week and then in 2 weeks from now.
What's next week?
Game Awards.
Lame. Why do they do that on a Thursday?
I don't know, man. It's also my son's winter song concert. So I'm disappointing 2 people.
Who's the 2 people?
You and my son.
Oh. Yeah, that's one of them's worse than the other.
Though. Yeah, you, because my son didn't care at all.
No.
No, he didn't care. He doesn't care at all.
That's not good.
Why?
I don't know.
Would you care if your parents came to watch you sing in 5th grade?
In 5th grade, probably.
You think so? When did the hate really start festering inside
you? 5th was the start of it.
Yeah.
Because I had a really shitty teacher.
Yeah, it was the same for me, dude. 5th grade, the worst grade. That's when it all started going downhill.
Yeah. And then 6th grade, I started to... I feel like I started to notice girls.
Okay.
And then it really hit in 7th and 8th.
Well, that's also when you start to notice yourself.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
That's about right.
Yeah. Girls Gone Wild, man. You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Wow.
The 2000s was a great time, man.
I don't know what Taylor's talking about. He probably did that lip lick then bite thing that guys try to do between lines. What's that mean?
I don't know. I think it's a sexy thing. It's supposed to be a sexy thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was I doing it right?
I don't pull it off.
I don't think I was doing it right, dude.
I don't think you were.
I don't think I was.
Probably not.
But hey, everybody, what's up? How you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's been a while.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks, man. What, did anything cool happen while you were gone? Did you get any presents for Thanksgiving?
I got a new phone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me see it, man. I haven't seen it. Let me see that thing. Let me see that thing. Let me see that iPhone Pro XI Niner. What's it called?
11 Pro.
That's it. It looks so stupid. What is with these cameras, dude?
I don't know, man. I think it looks cool.
It's also heavy.
Yes, it
is. It weighs
a
lot.
It is that for sure.
It weighs a lot. You know, you think the rubber case made a difference?
No, but...
It started to say Robert. Siri did.
It thought rubber was Robert.
She's good at hearing things, bro.
It's very mad that this isn't my face. It keeps going... Psst. Like, I get it. I'm not Colby.
Yeah, the gestures took a little bit of time to get used to, but the cameras are cool.
I mean, the camera looks good, man, but like...
Is it worth $1,000? No.
So that's the telephoto makes it zoomy, mm-hmm. And then the normal, and we got... No, that's video. Wait, okay, hold on. So there's 0.5, 1, 2, 5. Too. Have you ever touched it and like looked at the cameras and see if you can see it move or anything?
Yeah, move it. Oh, you pressed record.
Is it recording?
No.
Okay, thank God. If it was recording my face making that, that would have been the worst. That would have been the worst. I mean, okay. Okay, show me the coolest thing about it, man. That's it?
That's it.
Okay, not worth it.
No. No, the face thing pisses me off so much. So fucking
Taylor,
much,
would you
bro.
Shut your lips? Half of this show has been us looking at phones. Forever. Forever. I will drive down there to North Carolina and I will lick you.
I thought it was South Carolina. Oh, no, it's not. It's north, isn't it? You're the guy from South Carolina.
No, there was a caller that called in for the guy from South Carolina. All right.
This is the guy
Stop
from
me.
South Carolina.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It was a guy.
Holy shit.
It was from Raleigh, not from... Raleigh, South Carolina. That's where he was from.
That's
okay?
Right. My bad.
Why don't you like Face ID, man?
The only time I really notice it is when I'm in bed turning off my alarm. Or I need to stop. Okay, so what I do in the morning, I have three alarms.
One for each camera.
6:30, 6:50, and 7:10. I don't wake up at 7:10. I wake up at 7:15. So
Colby,
what I
do... snooze the first alarm and then the second alarm goes off and then you snooze that one and then the third alarm goes off.
Like, and I so snooze
you
that
snooze
one.
Every 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's how I wake up. Okay, man. Don't judge me, mister. I can't sleep without pills.
That's fair. Why don't you just hit snooze every time? Why do you need three alarms?
Well, because I don't like 9 minute snoozes. I like 15, 20 minute snooze.
Okay, man. I'm not going to judge it.
So anyways, my alarm goes off at 7:10. That's my last alarm.
Okay.
But I don't wake up at 7:10. I wake up at 7:15. So what I do is I have to unlock my phone and then turn on a 5-minute timer. Instead of just having another alarm.
Why don't you just set another alarm
really
for 5 minutes?
I really should. Because the hope is I wake up at 7:10, but I never wake up at 7:10.
So why even try?
Great. I'm just going to change it right now.
You just do it right. Just add an alarm for 7:15.
Because, yeah.
Add one for 7:20.
The one time it. I... No, I need to be up by 7:15.
No, put one in there for 7:20.
I don't... No, I
7:20,
can't.
Dude, and then snooze that one, too. What's the worst that happens?
Snooze. No, fuck you, snooze.
You don't even let it snooze? That's going to mess you up.
Dude. No, I hate snoozing. I have to get... If it's on snooze, I do it in my sleep. I will reach over and, like,
but it's the same thing. Touching snooze and touching end is the exact same thing. What is the difference?
Good point. It's a really good point.
What's the difference?
There's not really a difference. All right, it's on. Now I don't have to do it. But, yes, so when I'm in bed, half of my face is in a pillow, so I can't read my fucking face. So I have to, like, sit up and be like, and then it fucking does it. Or I have to enter my goddamn code like we're back in 2009. It makes me so mad. But it works really well. Like, I wear sunglasses a lot on my drive.
And yeah,
when I have to unlock it, it reads my face.
Cool. I'm glad you got a new one, man. The week before Black Friday, by the way.
Yep. Not on Black Friday. I didn't get the deal.
Yep. He did it a week before Black Friday.
Then again, Britt did the deal, and it was way too complicated.
Yeah.
And was not worth $300.
I thought about doing it, but then I had to pay like $80 up front for the taxes. So then I said, nah, because that's money. I don't have any of that.
Yep, yep.
So I'm still on the iPhone 6.
Plus a $40 activation fee.
No, I don't have to worry about that. They waive that at where I go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm fancy. They go, oh, man, you're Z-Swigs, aren't you? I'm going to waive
that
fee.
Happen. Yeah, that doesn't. Really doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
Why they don't have both is a stupid thing.
Both? What do you mean both?
Oh, Touch ID.
Well, they want to get rid of the button.
Put it on the fucking back. You have the perfect opportunity for the back thing with the Apple. Just make the Apple on the back a fucking Touch ID sensor, and then you're good.
That's an Android thing, man. They can't steal Android ideas.
They've been stealing Android ideas since Steve Jobs.
Nah, name one Android idea they stole. That's right. They didn't steal nothing.
They stole a lot of things.
Is Chris so loud out there we can hear on your mic?
Yeah, she yelling.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
LG, Samsung, Motorola, etc. have them all on the back.
However, the only problem with that
would
be
I don't want to steal.
Case. I can't have that case.
Well, how do the LG, Samsung's, Motorola's all handle
they
that?
They probably have a hole in the case.
Just put a hole in the case.
Dude,
you got to buy a
I'm
new case
you.
When you get a new phone anyway. None of the phones are the same size.
Like, perfect fucking opportunity with the damn Apple.
No, that's why.
That's branding.
I can't get rid of it. Make the Apple, make the fingerprint reader an Apple.
Yes!
Yeah, dude.
Yes!
Now, some of the phones also make the fingerprint reader on the back the home button.
No.
Maybe they should do that.
No.
Why not, man?
Because it's too low.
Taylor says it's right below the camera.
On the LG ones.
Well,
but
yeah,
one
we're
going to
rip them off. Let's just rip them off.
They can't move the Apple up. It's perfectly centered.
They can do whatever they want.
They can't do whatever.
Dude, you think that someone would have told them, hey, you can't have three bug-eyed cameras? But they did. Apple don't care. They'll just do it, and then they'll bully us into thinking it's a great idea. Like, remember when they called taking the headphone jack away Brave?
Yeah, that was stupid. You know?
Well, everyone did it.
You know what they need to do?
What?
So they need to turn one of these cameras into like a taser. Just get you. Like, I want more things on my phone.
Okay.
Like, why do I have to have a taser and a
cheese
phone?
Cheese grater on the back.
Why not just build the taser into the phone? Relapse. That's a New Girl thing.
Was that a whole bit from New Girl?
Not the taser part. That was my idea. But adding actual physical things onto a phone, that's real.
Oh, yeah. Taylor, the girls love their pop sockets, dude. She's right.
Sucks. Get over it. Learn to hold your phone. God damn. Britt's got a fucking loop case.
What's that?
It's a little silicone, like, band that they plug two holes in the back of the case, and it's a loop, so you put your fingers through the loop to make sure you don't drop your fucking phone.
I bet she still drops it.
She hasn't yet.
I bet she will.
She might.
I feel like you're either a phone dropper or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you are, it doesn't matter.
I am not.
I'm not either.
I've done it twice.
I don't even need to knock on wood. I've never done it.
I've done it twice.
I've purposely thrown my phone across the room onto the floor in a fit of rage.
I've done that, too.
I almost snapped my phone in half yesterday. I almost snapped it in half, and then I remembered, I can't do that, then I won't have a phone. But I started to bend it. I was mad.
Why?
Because it locks up, man. It locked up.
Maybe because it's really old.
Yeah!
Should get a new one.
But I don't understand why it gets worse with age.
Because Apple wants you to buy new phones.
Why does it get worse? I don't understand it. It's electricity.
I don't know.
Like, why do things get old and die?
Yeah, I mean,
that mouse down there is 30 years old,
dude.
It's
because they want you to buy new things.
Well, I can't.
That is the reason. It's just a malpractice that they'll always be like, we don't do that.
I can't update anymore, Taylor. It's too old. Because the apps become more complex than your hardware runs, but I don't update.
And most of the apps that he runs, I'm sure, could run on an iPhone 3G.
They could. I run Reddit. It's basically
all
I do.
It's all just social apps.
It's Reddit.
You're not trying to do AR shit on
No, it's
phone.
Reddit and Twitter, and that's it.
Yeah.
I can't do Safari anymore. None of the websites
So these
work.
Apps aren't nothing. It's
that's right.
them putting bugs in the iOS to make
that's right.
phone slower.
That's right.
It's what it is.
That's right. You tell them, man.
The government's spying on me through four cameras now.
And pigeons.
Plus a facial scanner.
And the pigeons. Android sucks.
Dude, guaranteed they're going to have like facial scanners at like the airport and shit, right?
I think they already do, yeah.
Yeah, but like...
The push-ups they silently in the background to break your phone. Taylor, my phone couldn't handle that. There's no such thing as background on my phone. There's barely a foreground.
And also, it's been doing push notifications since, what,
iOS 9? I've tried Android. It sucks. My sister has an Android. I see it. It sucks.
Dude, I saw the new Samsung, though.
Yeah?
It
What's
runs
what?
Really well.
So does your phone.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's caught up to that.
So what? It's 2020. It should be.
Well, it can do more things than this
What?
One
Name
can.
One thing.
You can customize your fucking home screen
Who cares?
For one.
Why do you need
Me!
That? Me! Why?
Because I would love to open my phone and just see, here's my traffic that I need to worry about
you
going to
do
work.
That. It's on your Siri.
No.
My phone literally...
I don't want to talk to some bitch
no.
who can't hear
Four
me.
4 years ago, I would wake up and it would say, good morning, here's your weather, the traffic to work is light.
I don't know how to tell it to do that.
Mine did that 4 years ago.
I don't know how to tell it to do that.
It's actually longer than 4 years ago. It's five almost now.
I know. Tesla, I have had...
I'm waiting for another example.
I've had Androids in the past and I enjoyed the customizing.
You hated that Android
so bad. I
hated
how fucking slow and bricky they would be, but
yeah,
I like the customization.
Still gonna be that, dude.
It won't. They've caught up.
No. It'll catch up for 2 weeks.
It's been like,
and then you'll get a Mark Zuckerberg virus installed onto it.
It's been fucking 8 years.
Yeah?
Since I've had an Android. 8 years! That's enough time for them to fucking come to terms with what they need to do.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like saying, it's been 8 years since I had chlamydia. Better try it again.
Should.
Maybe it's gotten better.
It's a little more spicy nowadays.
I think that you just need to understand the motto of the show. They all suck. Just stick with what you got because it's easier to not change.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there would be some good things on Samsung that's not on the iPhone, but then again, I wouldn't have iMessage. Wouldn't have...
iMessage is important, man. Plus, Google sucks. I hate Google.
I don't really know what
try to change. Try to sign into a different account on YouTube. Just try it. Can't do it. It's impossible.
It's really easy.
And you gotta have that on everything?
Why not just have one account?
No, I just mean like it's impossible to do account
it's
stuff.
It's not really.
It is, dude.
It's really not.
Colby, I'm gonna go bathroom, take a big poop.
Why?
Why
did you not do that before the show started?
Playing Apex. I had a lot of cheese, dude. Also, the real important thing here is Taylor wants you to get registered to vote, so you guys...
I think I am. I don't honestly
He's not.
Know if I am.
He's
I
not.
Did the thing on Facebook. I think it was for Kansas voting, though. I don't think it was for federal voting. I don't know if they're the same thing or not, but I registered to vote on something back in August? September? I can't remember. Whenever it came up on my Facebook. Whenever the Facebook thing tells me to do it, I do it. So, it hadn't told me to do it yet, so I haven't done it. If it's a different thing. Bruh, I could get your iMessage stuff converted to Android ES. What does that mean, Pro? I'm pretty sure I'm registered then. Taylor, do you have to register every year? Shows you how much I learned in school. I don't know. Easy? I don't know what that means. Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! But. What? You don't have to register to vote every year? Because I feel like I always register to vote. I think I had to register to vote in the fucking midterms. You register once? Well, then yes, I'm registered to vote, Taylor. I voted for Hillary. Sadly. That's gonna stain my history, especially with my girlfriend. And then I went in, and then I voted in the midterms. I think I voted all Republican except for the governor of Kansas. I voted the woman in. Because. Power. I voted! You son of a bitch! You have no idea because you don't vote! I'm gonna kill you. You are a piece of trash human being. Not ballin'. That's who I'm talking to. Neither did Colby. What? You're just trolling me now, man. I don't even know what to say to you. You're like lagged too. Hurry up and poop. Went in and voted opposite to cancel out his vote. I told him there is an episode of this show saying I voted. There is. Look it up. I don't remember when it was. It's probably November. Last year? Yeah, it was last year. November last year. I'm not telling you to do it, you shitting pile of chipmunk garbage. You don't do work. Guys, do you really think streaming's that hard? I'm doing it right now. If I could do it, come on. He is taking his fat ogre shit. He's just in the bathroom typing on his phone, which is 5 years old. What does STG mean? I don't know what STG means. Guys, somebody put in the chat, thank you. Thanks, Taylor. Suck the gut. It's such a boomer. No, I'm the opposite of a boomer. I'm the thing below the boomer. Even though I have said I'm a 7-year-old man in the past. Multiple times. So that makes sense. I'll go with it. I'm fine with that. Best generation, right there. I killed the environment. Now you guys gotta fucking deal with that shit. Fix it. Equals boom. So now everyone who's registered to vote is a boomer, according to Seth. Asian man? Korean, specifically. Thank you, Rin. I don't want to sit in his chair because then I have to talk into his mic, and that mic is just, like, worse than gonorrhea. Like, I don't want to make contact with that, and also it's quieter. I mean, I could switch chairs with him, I guess. No. No, his butt cushion is probably soaked in acid of some sort from his bodily fluids. I don't want that on me. Gotta make it weird now. No. If you donate $5,000 to this stream, I will touch it. $50,000, I'll sniff that. That will be the end of my life. So you're saying $50,000 for death. I mean, $5 million? I don't know. Yeah, I get it. My life is not worth more. Because he has already killed me, Taylor. He killed me in fucking Sims. Goes to my children and their children's children, Seth. Come on. Got 5 kids with 6 different baby mamas. You figure that out. Ballin. Okay. As of recently, if I can remember, Seth has taken pretty quick poops. Like, they're not super long. They're not short by any means, but they're like medium. Back like 10 years ago, though, that motherfucker would be in the bathroom for 30 minutes straight. Like, I do that at work, pass some time, but this motherfucker would just be sitting at home and be like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. 30 minutes later, he comes out. I'm not clicking that. Nobody clicked that fucking link. There we go. There we go. What? No. That's not hot. What have you people turned into? I feel like you weren't this weird when you started watching this show. We've just divulged into this horror fest. Seth, I just saw all the tabs you have open. That's a lot of videos, man. What even are those? Yeah. Yes, he does, Ballin. He gives me a lot of shit. I am the tortured one on this show. I don't know how you didn't know that already. I think would have been a Matthew fan. Tesla, it means you would have liked Matthew. If you heard and saw and met him, you would have liked him. Probably not. Because he's kind of not the best person. I don't know if anyone likes him, honestly, minus like one or two people. Not a good person. Good intentions, but just like socially awkward to the like highest extent. His wife, I hope? No, not really. She's equally as worse, so I feel like they're just like teaming up and being like, can't do any better, so let's just stick this out. That's how that goes. About time. Now you get to host the show for 20 minutes.
That's fine. I wipe towards the ball sack. So.
Towards the ball sack?
Yeah, man. You go behind?
Yeah.
I'm not that flexible.
Wait, so you go this way?
Yeah, I go through the legs.
How do you even reach?
Well, it's not like it gets in the way.
That's weird.
You go behind?
Yeah.
Would it be weird if I said I kind of wanted to watch you wipe? Okay, I won't say it then.
Yes, it would.
Okay, I won't say it then. I won't say it then. Hey, what were we talking about?
You lift the balls. I mean, I guess.
I don't lift the balls. I mean, my balls don't dangle that low. What, Taylor, do you need an anatomy lesson? Guys have balls. Sorry.
What are we talking about? A lot of stuff. I was just reading chat to get through that whole time frame. I can't.
Well, girls have to wipe to the back because they'll get it. They get infections.
No, they have to wipe up.
No, they have to wipe back.
Oh, the shit, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was, yeah, no, I was talking about vagina. Oh, the shit, yeah, of course.
I should go back in the bathroom. The show was better it before wasn't. I was here.
It really was.
100%.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
You see, Pro, he was being like, Seth, hurry the fuck up and get back.
And see what he did? How come he didn't thank me for 25 months of subs, man?
I don't care.
That's a lot of money.
You're paying yourself.
That's a lot of money I've been
You're
throwing
You're actually
into
losing
a fire.
Money to yourself.
I am.
I don't know why
I'm
you do
paying
that.
Myself $2.50 with $5.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
It's the worst.
Stop doing that.
I feel like I gotta support the show or no one else will.
No.
Yeah, I don't need to support it.
No one needs to support the show either.
But, no, please stop giving us money. But give it all to Z-Swigs. But seriously, I feel like if I stop subbing, like my OCD won't let me not sub.
It makes no sense.
For 20, like I'm at 25 months.
What are you going to?
I never can stop, I guess. It's an addiction, right?
So technically, my sub to you is just canceling out your sub to this show.
It is!
That's stupid!
It is!
Stop subbing to this show!
Okay, I'll stop.
Do you, you guys... do it month by month, or is it automatic?
Why is Ballin' Hobo going back to wiping your butt? We tried to move on.
I have tried a baby wipe. It's awesome.
You can't flush those, right?
You can. Nowadays.
Don't they have, like, specialty dude wipes?
Yeah, the dude wipes. I bought those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
It heals my butt.
No, we buy the 3-ply. I don't like wet because then I can't tell when it's clean.
It's not wet.
It's moist.
It's moist.
Yeah, I don't like that because then my butt gets moist.
Well, then I wipe with a paper towel
like,
after.
See, people that paper get towel. Like a bidet, I think, makes sense because then it like blasts you and then you dry it. It just
it's
feels
the
like a
same concept.
Yeah, but it just feels like a waste of paper to dude bright wipe it and then regular wipe it.
Nah.
Like just regular wipe
you
it.
You waste so far less paper, tissue paper with a dude wipe. I recommend.
How many pieces of toilet paper do you think you use average on a wipe?
Too much.
Really? Like a lot?
Too much on my end.
I think I only use 2.
Like two little pieces?
No, like I get two pieces folded over into one piece, so it's six ply for me because I use the three ply toilet paper. Okay.
So your one piece of toilet paper is about yay big, right?
Yeah, it's like that big, yeah.
You only take two of those?
Two of those. And just, I dig it in there and just rip it out, and then I do another one, and then I look at it, see how much is left. If there's very little,
mm-hmm.
you know, I usually get...
Only two? See,
I probably get a third.
I think I do four.
I do a third to, like, make sure I get, like a make sure it's clean. Like, I do one that's a waste, just mm-hmm. to make double sure it's clean. One for the bulk, one for the remnants, and then three to test. And I always fold them. It's like my grandma's Thanksgiving napkin linens.
Yeah.
Like,
I fold mine. At home, I have...
What, good... Taylor doesn't like talking about poop? Is poop the thing Taylor doesn't like?
But she also doesn't like anything else we talk about on this show. So
well, no, really... it's a great point.
I don't get it. At home, we have nice toilet paper. I use four sheets. And then I fold that shit twice.
Okay.
And then at work... We have...
So it's two. You have a rectangle like
this.
We
have single-ply toilet paper.
Oh, dude, that... You wrap your entire arm in that, and you're just... like a samurai going to town on a...
Yeah, it's not
fun. You know...
It's really not fun.
Last thing you need is a finger to poke through. Oh, that's a nice surprise. Just... Whole,
yeah. I don't ever want to see that face again. Oh, my God. Cool. Nice.
No, Taylor, get out of here. Taylor is like Kim Jong. She actually does not make the pee or poop. Yeah, well, you know, girls' buttholes are aesthetic. That's a fact.
Aesthetic.
They're purely aesthetic. Purely aesthetic. So.
Aesthetic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man.
Yeah?
What are all this shit up there, bro?
Those are all trailers.
For what? How is there that many things?
Dude, we haven't done like 2 months of shows, I feel like. 2 weeks.
What do you got?
A lot of trailers.
Let's start into them, man.
I mean, we got some big ones. The first one, Black Widow.
Seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen the Bond one, though.
Got James Bond. That's second. Mulan. Just came out.
Haven't seen
that. And then the YouTube Rewind.
Oh, that's out?
That came out today.
Oh, shit.
You want to start there?
Yeah.
You looked very excited about that one. And I'm going to need you to explain it to me because
I
know nothing.
I want to see how bad it is.
I know nothing about the YouTube Rewind. I know nothing about YouTube, so.
I can't believe this is already out.
December, man.
K-pop! That is so awkward to watch.
YouTube Rewind 2018, the most disliked video in the history of the
world. What's funny? Okay, what's funny?
Okay, you know that last year's YouTube Rewind is the most disliked YouTube video ever.
Yes.
On the platform ever.
I do know that.
So they're just starting out with showing everyone that was in that Rewind, because they took all YouTubers and put them in this Rewind.
Right.
All the YouTubers that were in it, their reactions to the hate that came from everyone else.
Well, that
watching.
Makes sense. It's a big part of the year.
This is great. This is starting off on a good promise.
Okay.
16 million.
In 2018, we made something you didn't like, so in 2019, let's see what you did like. Because you're better at this than we are.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Find myself on...
Did that lady just eat a shoe?
Yep. I think it was like cake, but it was a shoe. It looked like a shoe.
Diamonds, ATM machines.
Yeah. That's a shoe.
That lady's eating a shoe.
Is this like all ASMR shit?
Are you telling me I could make money by eating into a microphone?
No, not you. If you looked like her, then yes.
I guarantee you my tits are bigger than hers. Guaranteed.
It's got a transition, bro.
And you can look at photos of me topless in front of your family because men nipples aren't weird.
It's true.
That sounds like a win-win situation for everybody.
You know what really gets me? Is do they have to blur trans people's nipples on TV?
Don't know.
Like, Britt watches this goddamn show on MTV.
If it is a trans who identifies as a woman, yes. They would.
Okay.
I believe that would be the case.
All right.
But that's kind of part of the reason that it doesn't really make sense to blur any
nipples. But it's man nipple.
Yeah, but women nipples don't really look that different than man nipples.
No, they don't.
That's why it's kind of ridiculous that there are any of them blurred.
Made myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad. I should be a savage.
Who are these people? Do you recognize any of these people?
I don't recognize any of these people.
I don't expect
to. That's KSI. I don't know who this is. That was impressive as shit.
You made these the most liked creator videos of 2019.
Gross.
I know that guy! I know him!
I don't know him.
His videos are funny.
Hey,
that's cheating,
go.
Dude. I know PewDiePie.
Yeah, but they took him out last year.
Okay, is the most liked video of 2019 a video that just says, make this the most liked video?
Yep.
I don't know why that really...
YouTube's a terrible place,
that
man.
Really gives me a lack of faith in humanity for some reason.
No, YouTube's just a horrible place nowadays.
I knew most of those people.
Music industry, yeah, let's get that in there. These don't really count, I don't think.
I don't know who J-Hope is. I've heard of Daddy Yankee. Hey, what is everybody talking about? I've heard of that guy. I know Ariana, of course. I know him. That's number 5? Bad Guy was bigger than Old Town Blackpink.
Dude, K-pop is huge, man.
Oh, is that who these people are? BTS? I really hate Senorita. I don't like...
Is it better than Despacito?
That Shawn Mendes says in the chorus, I love it when you call me Senorita.
I don't know what that means.
It doesn't make any sense.
Is it a comma?
He's a man.
I love what you. I love
no,
it when you call me
because
comma,
he
senorita.
Sings it in a duet with Camila Cabello.
That's weird. So does he identify as a senorita?
I don't. I think, but I'm not sure.
Can,
I mean, it,
can see, you it, identify as a woman when you look exactly like a man,
dude? Yes. 2, Senorita Mendez would be an amazing Mexican restaurant name. You want to go down to Senorita Mendez's and get some queso? Sounds like a great idea.
We should start that.
I'd require
you can't go wrong with Mexican restaurants.
Not here, you can't. Mm-mm. You could literally, I think, serve a dead person, and people here would be like, look, I dip a chip in it. This is my life, no Tokyo drifting. Bye, Taylor!
Dance videos are a big thing on YouTube?
I guess, dude. Like, half of those were by the same people. The most viewed video games. Wow, Destiny made it? Roblox. That's memes, right? Never even heard of that. I'm so out. I'm such a boomer, dude. GTA. What's number one? Oh, of course it is. Of course it is, dude.
Oh, wow.
Is this some makeup people?
Yep.
Oh, that's that person that Taylor likes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's the first time I've ever seen them.
How is this guy still relevant?
Who's that?
He's the guy who, like, came out, or, no, pause it. He's a gay guy.
Okay.
Who, apparently, like...
Well, he's 2 and 1.
Has claimed to... I don't want to say the word rape, but, like...
Just say it!
Purposefully targets straight men to get them to be gay.
Okay.
And people are like, he had a real big blow-up video. I can't remember if that was last year or earlier this year. I can't remember.
So he tries to convert straight men?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And sometimes, like, it verges on the point of rape. Of, like, they say no so many times, yet he still keeps going. It's like, eh.
I think that you're just really sensitive to it because that's literally what I do to you constantly.
No, I'm just saying that that was a big
Please
thing that blew
say
up
yes
on
someday.
YouTube. Never.
Please.
Nah. I'm good. Pass.
Okay. That's interesting.
But apparently he passed on all the hate. He got a lot of hate for a while, but now he's...
Internet's got a very short attention span unless you're a Lenity, dude. Did a full 180. Crazy. Thinking about the way I
was. Did the heartbreak change me? I know none of these people.
How do these people get famous, dude?
I don't know. The algorithm helps, like, tremendously. It's got to be.
Azzyland is number 10.
Oh, I hate that bitch.
Fishers, Adonkine, Laser Beam.
What?
Mr. Beast, number 7. 6, Dude Perfect.
What?
5 is David Dobrik. 4 is Jelly. 3 is Pencilmation. 2 is Felipe Neto. And 1 is PewDiePie. How is PewDiePie still number 1, dude?
Like, this is fine.
It's safe, is what it is.
Yeah, it's very safe.
It's very safe. They should have doubled down, dude.
Made the worst
yeah.
YouTube video ever?
Yeah.
God, yes.
Because now no one's going to talk about it. But I guess that's probably what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I think Korea is going through what America went through in the 2000s with the boy band fanatic.
Yeah, well, K-pop's thing. Always been huge, but I thought they were women mostly, but now they're men?
Yeah, now they're men.
Okay. Dude, I gotta tell you, like, can we make a video? I'll do the bulk of the creativity. Okay, I just need your body.
Okay.
Can we make a video that is 2 weeks long and just set a premiere? And play the 2 week long video. And then we get next year's thing where they're like the longest 2 week premiere in YouTube history.
No.
Because no one else is going to do it.
They ain't going to pick this.
Why not? No one else is going to do it.
They might.
I can put it in my Twitter bio. Creator of the world's largest 2 week premiere in YouTube history.
Can we upload a 2 week long video?
What if I just start putting things in my bio that sound. Like, that people come to my bio and read and go, I don't know who that is, but I feel like I should. Like, what if we're, like, what if you put in your Twitter bio, creator of Schlarty Bart Fart?
No one's gonna care.
You don't think so? You don't think they'd be like, oh, I've never heard of Schlarty, but.
No.
This guy's got 30 followers, so he might be big.
So he might be big. That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
You remember back in the day when, like, having 700 followers was a big deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when Dane Cook was the largest Twitter follower with 2 million.
That's crazy, dude.
Now, Kylie Jenner has, what, 5 billion or something? I don't know. Not 5 billion.
But might as well be 5 billion. I mean, 4 billion something of them are Russian stupid. Bots, right?
Like 50 million, maybe? I don't know. God, please, somebody disable Instagram.
I just don't understand YouTube at all.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
It makes me angry that I don't understand.
Well, it used to be there was some good content on it, but well, and their algorithm worked. Like when I clicked a video I liked and watched the whole thing, it knew to recommend good videos that were kind of similar. Now the algorithm is just like shit. It's really bad.
Like I feel like I don't know much. I don't know much about YouTube, so I'm gonna preface everything I say with that. Okay? Like I watch YouTube on my TV all the time, okay? Chris also does it. And I literally just watch Chris on her iPad watching YouTube, and she just scrolls, reaches the bottom, didn't find anything she wants, goes back to the top, refreshes, gets a whole new set of videos, scrolls. We'll do that like 4 times until she sees something that catches her interest. Like, that's not an algorithm working.
No.
That's like the modern day equivalent of like me back when I was a teenager and it's 3 a.m. and I'm looking for something to watch and I'm just flipping through channels.
Yeah. It's very similar.
Except back then, TV failed. They're still getting shit about their algorithm.
Like the,
but everyone's you. But ev- look, I guess
the,
I don't.
The main lady, the CEO of YouTube, was just on 60 Minutes, getting talked to about their algorithm.
Ain't no one watched 60 Minutes, dude. That's like her going out in a her backyard and yelling.
No, but I'm just saying, 60 Minutes was criticizing YouTube for recommending videos that probably shouldn't be on the site.
Like what?
Like they showed a fucking. A Syrian prison and the abuse that goes on in the prison.
Okay.
But they only showed the torture scene.
Okay.
Which is just some dude kicking another dude in the face. Like, okay. That's really all it is. But
what's wrong with having that on YouTube?
That channel that put that video up that they were watching was technically speaking out. They were just trying to put it out online for people to see to be like, hey, this is bad.
Right.
We should be doing something about this. And they didn't even really mention that in the video at all. The YouTube lady did, but then the 60 Minute lady was just like, hmm.
Well, that's because it's made for boomers, and they think the internet's evil.
Oh, this lady was 70 years
old. Yeah, that's what it is. They're like, internet bad, right? Violence.
No.
Right? And at the same time, she's probably waterboarding her Mexican laborer.
It's crazy how they're just, well, one, the censorship effort of the left has already started for the 2020 election.
What are you talking about?
It's already started, man.
What are you talking about?
They're already coming out and being like, these people are fucking racist, these people are fascist, when really they're just conservative and they want to shut people up.
Can you give me some examples, Brittany?
I mean, I know the Louder with Crowder channel does not get in my search results, ever.
What makes you think YouTube's responsible for that?
What do you think they would? If I searched the name of his channel and it doesn't pop up, it's gonna pop up. Shut up.
Of course it's gonna pop up.
Of course it's gonna pop up.
Of course it's gonna pop up. What's the name? Louder?
Big Dick and Balls.
It literally autofilled it, and I spelled it wrong, by the way. I spelled it loader because I'm an idiot. I spelled it like a Trump supporter would.
Never mind, just watch some trailers, bro.
Dude, I zinged them so good right there. Did you hear that, dude?
Like a Trump supporter would spell louder like that?
Because they don't know how to spell, because they're all idiots. You get it?
That's so dumb.
Get zinged, dude. You just spelt off some Huckabee Sanders propaganda, and you just want to move on? You just said the left is starting a campaign of censorship. Let's watch some trailers.
Yeah. I'm very susceptible, man. My mind is not my own. How about that? Does that satisfy you enough?
What?
I'm being fucking trolled.
By who?
People. I have I have no opinion of my own. When I watch videos, their opinions get into my head. I'm a cuck.
Let me ask you this.
Is that the word?
And I mean this seriously. I'm not trying to demean or insult you. This is a legitimate question.
Sure. It's going to come off demeaning.
It probably will. Well, it depends on how you answer, really. It's how demeaning it is. And I hope you're honest.
What could it possibly be?
So, this liberal censorship that's taking down right-wing videos.
Yep.
Are you learning about said liberal censorship from the same platform that is, quote, censoring right-wing videos? In other words, are right-wing YouTubers complaining about the censorship of right-wing YouTubers? Because you do understand that's a paradox, that if they were being censored, you wouldn't hear their message.
Well, yes and no.
It's both. Okay?
I don't know. It's really hard because... And all I know is what I hear and what the person says.
Right. Okay? The right winger.
Listen. All right.
Uh-huh.
One main thing about Louder with Crowder.
Okay.
The word, which is the name right there.
Yeah, Louder with Crowder. How I spelled it.
He says he is demonetized on every video.
Okay.
He puts up at least one or two videos a day, probably 10 to 20 minutes long.
Okay.
And does a full live show on Thursdays and puts that whole hour and 20 on Friday.
Okay.
He says that he is completely demonetized.
Okay.
It either could be he is, or it's a sales tactic to get people to go to his website and sign up for his subscription rather than subscribe to him on YouTube.
So,
but what I'm saying is that he complains that they are censoring.
Well, they're not censoring.
Not censoring. Sorry.
Censoring is not
the reason why he is not getting monetized is either two things.
Yes.
One, they don't like his speech.
Okay.
Or two, he shows clips from copyrighted things.
Okay.
And
which either are well in their right to do. It's just how, like, Bill O'Reilly got ads pulled when it came out that he was a serial groper.
Well,
and then
yeah,
he was fired.
Crowder has not groped anyone.
Well, but the thing is, but the point is,
the
is that...
The things he's saying are words.
But the thing is, it's a free market. And if Ford doesn't want to advertise on any political YouTube videos, that's their choice.
Well, that's fine, but then they also should not be fucking sponsored on fucking Vox, bro.
Yeah, but that's not YouTube's fault.
That is absolutely YouTube's fault.
How's it YouTube's fault? They don't make advertisers pay them.
No, but they decide what content, or they give them the option to decide what content they want to be sponsored on.
So that's not YouTube's fault if the company decides to not run ads on that content.
What I'm saying is it's unfair.
Well, yeah, of course it's unfair. Life ain't fair.
It's not.
It ain't fair that we broadcast out of my son's bedroom, but here we are.
Hold on.
I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, it sucks. But at the same time, like, I fully expect...
There's a double standard. That's what
I'm
saying.
Yes, there is a double standard. But there's a double standard in everything. Why does Amazon not have to pay taxes and I do?
They pay taxes.
There's a double standard, man.
They don't pay a lot of taxes, but they pay taxes.
The point remains the same.
Agreed.
How come Donald Trump doesn't have to put out his tax return, but Obama did? There's double standards everywhere. And some of them matter and some of them don't, and we all get to pick and choose which ones matter and which ones don't matter. You know what I mean?
Agreed. And what you're saying is the reason why I have stopped watching as many political videos as I did in the past. For sure. I just gave up because you're right. The whole thing's fucked.
I'm not saying this to discourage people from having their opinions. Because really, my opinion is just nihilism. It's just like, why does it matter? Because nothing matters.
Right.
Like, if Twitch came to me tomorrow and they're like, by the way, our site's shutting down, well, that's it for me. But that's my relationship with them. They don't owe me anything.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why. Like, I feel like
I think
a lot of creators
this way.
The only
thing that's entitled why they feel like hurt.
Right.
Is that the free speech amendment. That's the only thing.
To me. Honestly, what it is to me is a content creator yelling at YouTube for not monetizing their videos is the equivalent of a street performer yelling at the street because it rained that day and no one's going to give them tips. That's what it's like to me. It's like, that's your platform. That is what you have chose to do. You have to live and die by what the decisions of the platform that you are on. That's the free market. If you don't like it, go to another platform. Leave the street, go to the subway. Leave YouTube, go to Vimeo. But it's harder on Vimeo. Yeah! Then stay on YouTube. You gotta weigh the pros and cons. That's the whole point. That's how life works.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than when you change jobs. You had these pros over here at this job, and you have these pros over here. Ultimately, this one sucked, that one sucked, because jobs suck! But you chose the better of the two. It's the same. It's that way with everything in life. People just want the clicks. Clicks, man!
YouTube's demonetizing me. Well, God, we better click that video then.
Which, ironically, probably means he's monetized, because otherwise why would he want clicks? I'll get people to go to his website, but whatever. In 2018, Amazon paid $0 in U.S. federal income tax and more than $11 billion in profits before taxes. Also received a $120 million tax rebate from the federal government. Taxes are complicated, though. Like, I give you $20 to start a business. Okay. You take that $20 and you buy supplies. Say you're starting a lemonade stand. You spend $20 on ice and lemons and cups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. and someone comes to you and you sell, and let's just say for easy, you double the price. You're selling it for double the price. So at the end of the year, you sell everything, you have $40 now.
Okay.
Well, $20 of that has to go back into the business because you have to restock. You sold everything. So are you supposed to pay taxes then on the $20 that's left? Because that's your only profit. How are you supposed to grow? So then you mock that, write that off as a loss, and you carry it over to the next year, and then you buy $40 worth of lemons. That year you pay no taxes. It's all expenses, no taxes. That's kind of what Amazon's doing. And then the next year, you sell $80 worth of lemons. So you have $40 extra in profit now instead of $20. So then you put all $80 back into the business. You don't pay taxes because it's an expense. And every year you're doubling your business growth. You don't pay taxes on that because that stimulates the economy. Is it shady? Absolutely. But that is the law, and that's what Amazon's doing. It's not like they're actually ripping us off. The problem is that the big problem is that Amazon goes, hey, Mr. Senator, here's $1 million to not bring up tax reform. That's the problem. It's campaign financing contributions, and
yeah,
that's the problem. That is a problem, but it's not the problem. That's a symptom of the disease. But it makes sense. Like, that's how small businesses grow. But Amazon, not really a small business anymore. Kind of a big business now. Yeah. It's weird. Is Colby playing a game? Yes, he's playing the game of life. He's also playing the Russian roulette of will I stab Seth tonight?
No, I'm losing at life right now.
Dude, everyone's losing at life, dude, except for Jeff
Bezos. No, which makes sense. It's very, very, very...
He's doing great, man.
Sounding very true, man.
All right, let's watch Black Widow. We watch it?
Have you seen it?
I have, but I watched it on my phone in the morning. I noticed it. Hi, Swim. I don't notice you. Who are you?
I used to have nothing.
That's so quiet.
What do you think of this, man?
What?
This trailer.
Oh, no, we watch it again.
And then I got this job. This family. But nothing lasts forever.
I kind of hate
that.
You had
to leave in a hurry.
It's never easy these days.
So what are you going
Soundtrack's
to
cool.
Yeah, dude.
I've lived a lot of lives, but I'm done running from my past.
I don't know what
I know you're
me.
Out there. I know you know.
It reminds me of so that Natalie like Portman us? Movie.
Annihilation?
Yeah.
Is that what we are?
I hate that gun switch, man. I hate it so much. Like, why wouldn't one of them shoot?
Because they're related, man.
Why wouldn't one of them shoot?
They're related, man.
Just hit her in the shoulder and the fight's over.
Look, I'm busy today. I gotta go get groceries, Pop.
We have unfinished business.
Suit looks cool.
What about the white suit,
we have to go back to
white
where
suit
it
looks real cool.
Look at that thing. That's awesome.
Lucky us. One thing's for sure. It's gonna be a hell of a reunion.
Look at that.
Captain Russia, man. Great.
Family. Back together again.
Was that Colby Smulders?
You got fat.
Family.
No, it's not. This lady looked like her, but it's not
her. Back together again.
You got fat.
So is that her dad?
Yeah, I think so. That dude is like the Russian Captain America, basically. He has a name, I don't remember it. It's like Red Baron or something. That's a pizza, but you know. Rachel Weisz? Is that Rachel Weisz? Okay. First of all, I have no doubt it's going to be great, because I have no reason to think it wouldn't be. They've never made a bad movie. Two, I hate that it's a prequel. We should have had this movie 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know when it takes place in the timeline?
Like in between after Civil War?
It's right after Civil... No, it's after Winter Soldier, I believe.
I thought it was when
you might
her
be right.
and Cap went underground, which is after Civil
you
War.
You might be right.
I think that's when it
you
was.
Might be right. So, either way, like everyone's like, wow, man, Marvel see Phase 4 kick off with a bang. And I'm like,
I've heard a lot of praise for that trailer, and people like, this may be something special.
I just don't feel like it's the kickoff of Season 4.
No.
Like, it doesn't look bad. Like, it looks good. It doesn't get me hyped for the future of Marvel.
No, it looks to like me, a movie that should have come out 4 years
ago. Yeah, this is the bus stop on the way to the next act where we're actually good. Yeah. This is the Atlanta layover.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean it's bad. It just doesn't look great. Now, Ron Goblin hates the way the Taskmaster looks.
I think they should have done Eternals first.
I think this guy looks, I think he looks great, dude.
I thought that was Hawkeye.
That's the Taskmaster.
I know Taskmaster's in this movie, and I know that's him.
I think he looks great.
But I thought that was Hawkeye. When you pull out a bow, I think it's Hawkeye.
Dude, he's the bow man, you know?
No, he's not.
He's the bow man.
He is absolutely not the bow man. The bow man is Hawkeye.
Well,
Taskmaster is supposed to be a man who learns everything about you and can fight exactly like you to defeat you.
Well, maybe he's fighting Hawkeye.
No, okay, Jeremy Renner is not in this.
This right here looks way worse than what's in the movie.
The video game, though, looks pretty cool.
I feel like they all look about the same.
No, go to the other image you sent.
Where's this? Hold on. I'm going to get him up. Get out of here, Rachel Weisz. Okay, so there's that versus this. No, this.
That looks cooler than the one in the trailer.
They look almost the same. This is more skull-like.
Yeah.
You can't have every villain have a skull.
One villain has a skull.
Punisher's got skulls. Red Skull's got skulls.
That's one.
The guy from Winter Soldier. The guy who gets crushed by the building.
It's Crossbones.
Yeah, skull.
Not a
There's
skull.
Too many skulls, dude.
Bad people are dead people, okay?
I'm tired of skulls. Okay, we get it. Okay, not villains, just people in general. People are like skulls. Like, I just imagine them all going to a superhero convention together and be like, oh, you did the skull, too? I thought I was the edgiest one here. No, my skull's, like, veiny, dude.
Edgelord, bruh.
Stupid, dude.
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine.
That's his face?
No.
This is his face. Even more reason. Who is he, General Grievous?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Quit being a nerd, you nerd. That's a helmet. The only reason I'm going to see it is for Robert Downey Jr.
He's not going to be in it.
He's in it.
No.
It's confirmed.
He's not going to be in it.
It's confirmed he's in it.
He's not going to be in it. Let's make a gentleman's agreement, dude.
What's the bet?
I don't know. What do you want to bet? Can't be anything monetary.
Dick punch.
No!
Boob punch.
No, you hit harder than me.
I won't hit that hard.
Okay, you can punch my boob, but if I win, I got to hit you with a bat.
Where?
Your boob.
No.
Why not, man?
Cross the back. Do you even have a bat?
Why would the back be better?
So my back is stronger. Do you even have a bat?
I'll go buy a bat.
You'll go buy a bat.
Daniel has a bat. I'll go take one of his. Why are we beating each other? Why can't I just be like, how about we just do like a beer? I'll buy you a thing of Coors and you buy me a thing of Fireball. There, done.
Okay.
There. I'm going to be right.
Robert Downey Jr., not in this movie.
Mine's going to have a hammer.
Is your bet.
Oh, let me think about it. You seem very confident, so I'm a little nervous. How sure are you?
Have you seen articles that came out saying that he is confirmed to be in this movie?
When did these articles come out?
Within the last 2 months.
See, I feel like I would have seen one.
Do you want to do a quick Google search real quick?
No, I don't. I want to use my gut.
All right, let's see where this goes.
Why would he be in it? Why wouldn't Cap be in it, if anybody? They don't want to pay him! Does archive footage count?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then, no, I disagree. No bet. He's not going to be in it as new
okay,
footage.
Okay, no, I'll take that bet.
He's not coming in and filming
new
scenes for this movie.
In this movie. Bet.
Footage filmed for the movie.
Yep.
Not deleted scene, Natalie Portman in Endgame.
Yep.
Okay,
agreed.
All right, let's do it. All right. I don't think they're going to pay him, man. I don't think they're going to pay him.
Just do a quick Google.
No, we're going to wait till May 3rd. We'll see if
it's
there.
Is it really coming out in May?
Yeah. Right?
It's not February?
That's what I said, May, right? Yeah, May. May
20th. Oh, Oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah, we'll absolutely forget we even made this bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it'll be the worst. I can't remember that far ahead. I gotta pee.
I can't remember that far ahead.
No way.
That's such a weird way to phrase that. Oh my god. Okay, what were we talking about? Sorry, we just completely just steamrolled. So yeah, every phase needs an Ant-Man movie. When did Ant-Man come out? Ant-Man was before Ultron, right? Like, it was Ant-Man, then Ultron? I think that's right. But I honestly don't remember. But either way, I feel like it's still different because Ant-Man wasn't the start. It was still in the middle. Like, Endgame ended it. And I feel like this doesn't start anything new. This takes us back before Endgame.
Yeah.
I just want... What's next? The Eternals? Is that what's next? That's, like, end of the year, right?
Yes.
So, I feel until we get that trailer, Marvel isn't really...
In Phase 4,
yeah. Yeah, in Phase 4.
Agreed.
That doesn't mean this is going to be bad. This is an epilogue. But it's also not really an epilogue because Spider-Man was the epilogue.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man felt like the epilogue. This is like a bonus chapter. It's like a side quest. Are you Googling Robert Downey Jr. right now? You are. You want me to Google? I'll just Google it if you care that much, but it ain't going to matter. Robert Downey Jr. Black Widow movie.
Upcoming movies: Doolittle, Black Widow, Sherlock Holmes 3.
What?
That's what it says his upcoming movies are, bro.
Okay. September 16th, 2019, Robert Downey Jr. returning as Tony Stark for Black Widow. Says... Where does it talk about it, though? Robert Downey Jr. will be seen in the role of Stark one more time, however. Deadline's Jeff Boucher dropped a bombshell. God.
This is his last one. He's not going to be in any post-Endgame movies. But he will be in this one because technically it is a prequel.
The chance to see Downey Jr. one last time as Tony Stark should drive even more interest to Black Widow, which inherently has the added bonus of being Johansson's final outing as Natasha Romanoff. That seems like rumor to me, man.
I saw confirmed, bro.
These are all from the same time frame, end of September 2019. Deadline reported. See, this says could be. I don't see anything confirmed, man.
I saw confirmed.
Oh, I mean, I could write a page that says confirmed. Go to raptorteeth.com/Ironman and it can say Robert
Downey
Jr. You should.
You'd probably get a lot of visits to the site.
Make me as Iron Man, dude.
Yeah, I could do that.
Fat Iron Man. Make me in the donut, but like I'm barely fit.
It's kind of cheap, though, right? Say it's happening.
To have him in the movie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's why I don't think it'll happen.
Because it's supposed to be like woman.
Yes.
Like. Feminism.
Yeah,
shit.
As soon as I read that thing that they're like, it'll make even more of an impact. Like,
yeah,
now
like,
it's going to take away from
kinda,
Johansson.
Yeah, they're kind of hedging their bets that maybe this won't do as well as what they expect, like
well,
a Captain Marvel
you know
2 or
guy,
a Black Panther 2 would do.
You know, there's that guy at Disney, his name's Perlmutter. Remember mm-hmm. that? He got ousted right after Winter Soldier, basically.
Okay.
And it was right before Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange was the first movie that they made without his input. Because basically Feige reported to him,
mm-hmm.
and then that guy reported to Bob Iger. Because he was the head of Disney Films or whatever.
Okay.
And now Feige got that position of films. But anyway, the point is that guy was famously racist and sexist. He was basically stuck in the past.
Okay.
And so he's the reason that we didn't... He literally said, we don't get Black Widow, we don't get Black Panther... We don't get Captain Marvel because women and black people don't sell movie tickets. And then he also is the reason that Aldrich Killian, the bad guy from Iron Man 3 was the bad guy instead of the girl that he slept with at the very beginning of the movie, who Aldrich Killian shoots. Because the original plan was she was going to be the villain.
Okay.
But the guy goes, no one's going to buy a woman as a villain. And so they brought in whatever his face was to be the villain. So
Guy Pierce.
Guy Pierce. So they basically what they're saying, what they did here is this is kind of like, I kind of see it as like, hey, it's a make right for Black Widow.
Right.
Because we were supposed to do this in Phase 3, but yeah. we couldn't. Mm-hmm. And then everything was already rolling for Endgame by the time that we could, and so we're just going to do it now.
It makes sense. But yeah, I still think it cheapens it to have Robert Downey Jr. in it.
It does. I do think that's true.
Because I think that is the only reason why I would see this movie in theater. Well, one, Britt really wanted to see it before she knew he was in it, so probably would have.
Well, she's a woman.
But
I mean, I want to see it. I'm watching the Winter Soldier right now. Do you know Disney Plus has all those movies in 4K?
Yeah.
I'm rewatching all those movies in 4K, dude. They look so much better in 4K than they do on our site. I just want you to know that. Like, I didn't really expect it. But I'm like rewatching the Winter Soldier right now, and like, she's a great part of that movie.
Oh yeah, like, Winter Soldier is one of the best.
It is. It's my favorite. I think it might be. Take out Infinity War, Endgame, which is one movie to me.
Yeah, just standalone films. Yeah, like, it might be the best.
Winter Soldier, I think, is the best one. Robert Redford crushes it. Samuel L. Jackson crushes it. Bucky being the villain crushes it.
It's all around one of the best.
Falcon's great. It's a fantastic movie.
I think it's, if I were to rewatch one of them, excluding the team up ones,
right,
it would be that or the Iron Man one.
I think I'd watch Winter Soldier over OG Avengers and Ultron. I think I really would. It's that good. I think so.
It'd be a hard contestant for the original Avengers.
The original Avengers starts really slow for me.
It is slow, but you gotta respect it, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
Like, when that shit came out...
Yeah, dude, it was amazing.
It was retarded.
You remember,
I don't use that word lightly. It was retarded.
You remember Captain America's suit in that movie?
Yeah, it was real bad.
It was really bad, dude.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a Joss Whedon call or not, but it might have been.
But, like, regardless, like, it's a great movie. But it just... It takes too long. I think to really get.
I love it though.
It is. It's great, but it like Endgame is just like. I mean, Infinity War is just like bam, dude. Like you have one scene of Thor in space, and even Idris Elba's in that scene, and then it's boom, Iron Man, Spider Man, Hulk, right there, dude. Well, not Hulk, but Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, Infinity War is.
Like I usually skip the prologues of movies, like the first 10 minutes, because I just hate. Just hate it.
The build-up.
Yeah, I hate
it. Just get into the shit.
Yeah, I don't want to watch you set up the plot. Just go, you know?
All right. Can we switch gears?
Yeah.
I love Marvel, but can we switch gears?
You want to talk about James Bond?
No, I want to talk about the other thing that's coming out in December.
What's that? Oh, Star Wars?
Yep.
Oh, what about it? Is there more Star Wars stuff?
I mean, there's like teaser trailers all over the place, but...
I keep seeing those. But, like, okay, so I have this site. Let me pull it up here.
Have you read spoilers for that?
Yes.
Me too.
Order 67, man. is that the spoiler?
That is 69.
Yeah, whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Order 69, bro.
It's not really 69, is it? It's like 67.
Oh, it's 69.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's for sure 69.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they're going with it.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so I use this
site. There's also not an Order 67. What are you talking about?
Maybe you aren't reading the same spoilers I am. Never mind.
I apparently am not.
Okay. So I look at this because they have like every trailer ever.
Okay.
And like I got Star Wars, Rey gets ready. Star Wars, Rey fights Kylo. Star Wars, Princess Leia returns.
Yeah, those aren't the actual
Star
names.
Wars, Lando returns. But they're all 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
That's a lot of filler.
So where do I go to look at the teasers?
I would probably go to Star Wars, the YouTube channel Star Wars. That would probably be a good bet. Maybe
why
not.
Why is it so hard to just go to Star Wars?
I don't know. But they're all named like something. They're all one word names.
This week I'm sitting down with Greg Grunberg.
Don't care about Greg. All right, he sucks. Okay, forever TV spot. Yeah. Okay, let's watch this.
It's too dangerous. I need to go alone.
We're all in this till the end.
You've got friends out there. Good people will fight if we lead them.
They've taken enough of us. Now we take the war to them.
Let the final battle begin.
Star Wars.
He's not gravelly enough. He needs to be more gravelly.
Dude, the dude's old.
Let
man.
The world war.
The dude's old.
Begin.
Go back. There is one that features Duel of the Fates.
Shouldn't he be more gravelly the older he gets?
Off. Duel, right there. Duel.
It pisses me off, man. You don't get to use this music. It's not in this trilogy. It's not.
Story of Skywalker.
Oh, man. This trailer's made for Rennie, though. Like, this is Rennie's trailer.
Star Wars, the Rise of
Skywalker.
Dude,
the mix between Vader
scene. So good, dude!
It's pretty good, man.
You put that I could literally look up a... Let me just try it. You know, I'm not even going to explain it. Let me just try it.
You just try it.
Let me just try it, all right? Right, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, wait. You gotta... Yeah, there you go.
You put this behind anything, it makes it hype. How much do you think it is to license this music?
So much.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Does it fit with everything?
I think it does. Have you seen those fucking Avenger theme videos on YouTube?
Same type of idea, yeah. John Williams, by the way, hasn't made good music since this. He blew it here. This is it.
I mean, Ray's theme isn't bad.
I like Ray's theme, but it's still very simplistic.
It is.
You know, like, he's made really good melodies. Well, you know, that may not be true, because Harry Potter's theme is also fantastic, and I think that was like 4 years after this. But regardless... Look at this.
It fits so well, man. So stupid. God, I really wish this was the music for this video, though. It would make it so much better. Damn it! My fucking wizard staff keeps falling, bro. They're whisking at the same time.
I know, it's like at the tempo. Look at that, trees dramatically fall, dude. Oh, it's over?
No way. It builds back up.
All right. See, like, that theme in the background, like, that's, I feel, what John Williams does now. Like, that's Ray's theme.
Yeah.
But the rest of it... God, that mac and cheese looks good, dude.
Yeah. What perfect timing for the end. Oh my god.
Could you imagine coming to this channel for the first time?
And watching that.
And you just see 3 minutes of us listening to Duel of the Fates while watching Mac and Cheese be made.
Dude, okay. One of my bands, one of my hardcore bands,
yeah,
did a full Star Wars album.
Okay.
Where they did death metal Star Wars. No screaming, awesome. No lyrics or anything, just instrumental. But this was by far the best one on that entire album.
That might be the best theme he's ever made.
Might be.
It might be, dude.
Dude, when I heard that, no, they played.
What's the Mustafar one sound like?
Battle of the something.
It's good too, right?
Yeah, Battle of the Heroes. That's it. It's not bad. I do enjoy it.
It's kind of similar.
It is very similar, but it's not the same. I would say these two are the best ones, though.
Yeah, this is great too, dude. This guy on the horn, man. I want to kiss his lips, dude.
Also, the theme for when, like, Anakin's deciding whether or not to go to the Palpatine's office and help. I love that one.
I don't think I know that one.
That one's dark. That's when, like, him and Padme are, like, having, like, a mind connection.
Besides these two, well, Padme's theme, it's this. I think it's this. Yeah, this is the Anakin and Padme love theme. And I think this is really good, too. This is more, like, the less of the battle one. This is when he's like, but it's like this song, I can't hear this no matter how good it is. Mm-hmm. Because all I think about is him going, I hate sand. It's coarse and rough and gets everywhere. And it really ruins it for me.
Yeah.
That's all I can think about.
How can I find...
And him making that fruit fly across the room towards her mouth, you know? I have all the soundtracks. I can just go through them.
I just want Revenge of the Sith.
Johan.
It's...
Williams.
I think it's Anakin's Dark Deeds is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, I don't want it in Apple Music. Dag nabbit.
Nope.
Go to my iTunes, please. Don't start playing it. Just go to the artist. Oh my god, I'm gonna murder a camel.
That's what it is.
How do I just go?
What are we listening to right now?
This is the BFG.
Big fat giant dick?
The big friendly giant. Show, album, and library. Thank you. Now it's by albums. There, thank you. Okay. You see Harry Potter? See? This is John Williams. Well, that's a good one. Okay, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones.
That's one of the most iconics for sure.
Well, here's Rey's. Where's Rey's theme? Here's Rey's theme. This is the one that really sticks out to me for the prequels. It's the only one.
Sequels.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I have the Last Jedi soundtrack in here. I don't even know if I listened to it once. And maybe it's good, dude. Like, listen to this song called The Last Jedi.
Dude, there's a song on there called Chrome Dome. Keep scrolling. Go to the Revenge of the Sith.
Why not have it? Like, it's just very... Dude,
yeah, there's like
the number that you want to loot. This is the number one song on iTunes by John Williams.
Wasn't this already a song?
Yeah. I mean, this is probably the best rendition of it, right? Maybe it's not already a song. What if John Williams wrote Carol of the Bells, dude? There's no way, right?
No.
Yeah, written by composer Mykola Linotovich in 1914.
Composed 1919.
1914.
I see 1919 over there.
Well, then Wikipedia is a piece of garbage. The point is that John Williams probably was alive in 1914, but
Revenge
he didn't write it.
Revenge of the Sith, you son of a bitch!
How do I get there? Where's albums?
It's totally not going to be worth it by the time we get there,
dude,
but...
Dude, shut up!
God damn.
Oh my god, shut up, children. I clicked see all 35
times. Did he really
times.
Do Solo? That's sad.
Did he?
That's what it says.
I mean, it's not any more sad than War Horse. Okay, Revenge of the Sith, man.
Mad Maze.
Ruminations?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
It's really just droney.
Droney.
I love this shit, though.
Ah, he did Solo.
Without me, all shall be lost.
Is that in the movie?
Something like that.
I have no memory of that.
Yeah, when this music's playing, there's like a voiceover from the Palpatine.
Do it. All will be lost. Do it. Do it. She will die. It seems... In your anger, you killed her.
No! She was alive! I felt it! Yeah, and then that fucking thing, man. God damn it. We just went back through and we watched 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Why'd you skip one?
Because we watched it, like, a couple months back.
Okay.
And,
This song makes me sad, man.
I know. That's why I like it. I like sad music.
Oh, here's March of the Resistance. Was this written for Force Awakens?
I mean, it sounds like it's in Revenge of the Sith.
Like, this just has the same theme as the Rebels one, right? Yeah. But it's slightly different?
Yep.
Maybe that's a problem. Maybe he didn't write anything new.
In the remastered Return of the Jedi, when Vader is looking at Darth Sidious just fucking electrocuting Luke, and he's like, no, picks up Palpatine, throws him over the fucking edge. They added the nose in, man.
Do they realize that going back in and adding it doesn't make it better?
The nose.
It makes that one worse.
Yes. You know the only one that's not really affected by any re-edits? Empire Strikes Back.
That's because it's a perfect movie.
It is.
Yeah.
A New Hope is plagued with it, though.
A New Hope is ruined.
No. It's bearable. Return of the Jedi, however, is ruined to shit by that goddamn song they added at the beginning. Do you remember that?
Who did that? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Kawati! That one. You know exactly what I mean.
And there's like spittle hanging out of his mouth.
So bad.
I like it.
You know, the only reason that's at an inn was because Twi'leks.
That's a pretty good
addition. They were going to re-release all of them in 3D, and that's why they added that scene was because...
Of course it is. That's why she's got the lips.
Yeah.
Of course!
Yeah.
But makes so much sense.
Episode 1 was released in 3D, and then it didn't do as hot as
they
thought.
People didn't like Jar Jar's ears flopping in their face?
So they didn't do the rest. But that's why that scene was added in, but was because they remade it for 3D. It's so bad.
I'm disgusted.
I know, man. It's really bad.
I honestly think I've already sang that song before on this show.
I think you have. So, yeah, going back, rewatching, because they remastered the original trilogy again for Disney Plus.
Okay.
And the only thing that I noticed that they changed was the lightsabers. They made them...
Like, better effects?
Yeah, less. Except for the first fucking scene. In A New Hope, when Luke lights up the lightsaber for the first time with Kenobi, it was you could tell it was a 2D object that was tracked on. But the rest of the film and Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, they all remastered the lightsabers with a 3D laser effect. I don't get it.
I want to know if this is on YouTube. This bothered me when I was a child. The effect of Han Solo walking behind Jabba the Hutt.
He steps on him.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I don't know why they couldn't make it that way. Okay, here it is. Look at this.
I think I had a choice.
What is that step?
But I got a nice...
It's like they animated it in four frames a second.
Did.
I just need a little more time. I think I had a choice.
Like, I remember being 12 and seeing that going, oh! Like,
well, also, that's fucking Jabba the Hutt. You're just going to walk on top of the motherfucker?
Well, I mean, Han Solo would, Well, you know, in the original New Hope, he was a man, right?
Yeah, he should have been encased in carbonite.
And then George Lucas
was
like, you know, I know we already did the man, but what instead? He was a slug.
A big, gigantic
big slug
man.
Yeah.
And then they made him in a puppet, and that thing was nightmare fuel.
Dude, have you been watching Mandalorian?
Yeah. Doesn't a new episode come out tomorrow?
Yes.
All right.
Dude, that show is so good.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Baby Yoda is a 45 out of 10. He is so good.
He's pretty good.
Did you see him eat that frog? And then he spit it out, and he's like, dude, I wanted to die.
Yeah, man.
He might take his helmet off, dude.
He probably will.
I think they're leading up to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Is the third episode is the one where he takes... That's where he rescues Baby Yoda. Okay. The fourth was really good, too.
Fourth was really good. The second one, I was like, eh.
Like, I had... Like, the fourth one, they fight an AT-ST, and the inside of the AT-ST is red. And,
pretty
like,
cool.
I know from video games... Like, when the AT-ST is in, like, targeting mode, it turns red on the inside. Mm-hmm. AT-ATs do it, too. And, like, to see that in film, finally, like, it's like, oh, yeah, dude. And my son's like, why is it red? And then I had to be like, boy, let me teach you the old ways, you know? And I had to explain to him. Oh, my God.
I'd say episode two is the weakest of the four
like
so far.
I like the second one.
I don't give a shit about Jawas.
See, I love that stuff.
I could give a shit about Jawas.
I
don't care. It's so far away, yet it still hears me perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Because you're yelling. And the mic's up to the stratosphere of volumes.
It's not really, though.
I mean, it probably is the...
It's the worst one. It's the worst one out of the four. It's the worst one.
I might have liked the third one the least.
Really?
Out of all of them, yeah.
How?
I liked the Jawas.
I'm gonna kill you.
Dude, I'm serious. I liked that about
the
show.
You're the goddamn worst person.
I liked that they explored something small.
I don't give a shit about Jawas. You know what we've seen too much of in Star Wars?
Gunfights.
One, Ewoks. Two, Jawas. I don't care.
I mean, I liked the Mandalorian part.
Suck my dick.
But I didn't... First of all, I said it's the weakest. That doesn't mean I hate it. All right, calm down.
I hated it immediately after I watched it. I was like, that's a pointless fucking episode, minus the last, like, 5 minutes.
You didn't like the I Have Spoken guy in there more?
No, I hate that guy.
What?
Nick Nolte can suck on these dingles.
Well, I don't really like Nick Nolte either, but, dude, that character's awesome.
It's fine. No, I'm just shitting on it to shit on it. All episodes are great. I'm just saying that's the weakest.
I think three might be the weakest.
False.
I'm just tired of battle scenes. I'm tired of battles. I get
Stop
it.
Stop it.
He's a badass. Woo.
Shut up. No, he's not.
A badass.
He's lost a lot.
While we're on Star Wars, I have this tab at the very end, and I felt validated for the very first time in my life about Star Wars. This is from Shower Thoughts on Reddit.
Okay.
If people from the Star Wars universe ever came to Earth, the fact that it has deserts, rainforests, prairies, tundras, and oceans would probably be a real mind F for them. Which is what I've been saying the entire time.
Dude, the planet city.
I missed out on 94,000 karma, dude.
That's very accurate.
Number one comment, George Lucas. Okay, so the next set piece is Endor. Artists, okay, what's it like? It's a forest. So next is Hoth, which, wait, hold up. But what else is there besides a forest? The whole planet can't be. Next is Hoth, which is snowy. It's literally
It's literally what I feel, so.
Do it make sense?
George, I want to go back and take another look at Mustafar, was it? My notes say it's a lava planet, and for some reason people can breathe and walk around. George.
Dude.
No, duh, I said the planet was lava, not the air. Tesla Cybertruck wants us to leave. You see this?
He just wants to know.
It's whenever it ends!
He has plans. He might want to watch The Mandalorian after that.
Bye!
Regardless, absolutely. Like, when in The Mandalorian, the last episode, when she was like, I gotta go.
Yeah?
We can't be in the same place or whatever. I was like, just go to the other side of the planet.
I was thinking the same thing.
Or just like...
Like, that's the only bar on the entire planet!
20 miles away.
It really ruins Star Wars for me thinking about it.
It really does. Like, Coruscant, I get. Because it's it is the capital of all
of
the galaxies.
Yeah.
So the whole thing's a fucking city. I get it. Part is probably
kind
like...
Kind of ridiculous still. But
ridiculous.
I get it. Maybe
it's
the
probably
planet's
the
small,
most,
you know?
It's probably the most logical out of all of them.
Yes.
But yeah, Hoth. Every other one doesn't make sense.
No.
Minus, I think, Alderaan. I think Alderaan had oceans and land like
Earth. Well, it's like Naboo has that too.
That
but that's
too.
What it is. It's just oceans and land.
Yeah.
The whole thing. There's no deserts and rainforests and jungles. And
well, there's probably, but we don't see them.
I would imagine no.
I don't know. Dagobah is just a gigantic swamp planet.
Yeah, why is it a swamp?
I don't know.
Like, these planets don't just form for no reason.
Yeah. You can't have a swamp environment completely around the entire planet without something being wrong with the atmosphere.
Right.
Like something
fucked up. And then if the atmosphere's broke, you can't live on it.
No.
And if you terraform it, change the swamp. Why do you want it to be a swamp?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense, dude. Can we watch the James Bond trailer now, man?
Yes. Hold on. One last thought.
Okay.
Even if they had like some bug... Or like a thing that you put in your throat or implant into you somehow.
I knew he was going to say this.
That makes you be able to live on any planet with any atmosphere.
Uh-huh. Why can't you breathe in space then?
Oh, yeah. No, that was my point. Why can you have that, but you can't have a scope that sees HD?
Dude, when he was looking through that scope at like footprints and stuff, I was like, dude, that's sweet. It makes so much sense that you have all that high-tech stuff, except it's in three colors.
Yeah.
It looks like he's looking at it through a virtual boy. I don't understand.
I don't get it either. Why does the whole thing have to be blue minus the feet prints? Like, can't you just see the world with, like, a highlighted footprint?
I saw someone literally light a candle, blow it out, drink vodka using the candle as a cigarette.
That makes no sense, Swim. That whole sentence just
I don't understand. How would you... What are you lighting? What?
No. What you just said makes no absolute sense at all.
What's he saying?
Nothing. James Bond, let's go.
The candle. Yes! The candle!
That's what he lit it with. What's the candle?
He lit the candle with the candle?
No, he lit the cigarette with the candle. No.
But he said using the candle as a cigarette.
Saw someone literally light a candle, blow it out, and drink vodka.
Okay, he blows it out, there's no more fire.
Right.
Then he drinks vodka, which seems unrelated.
She lit the candle, smoked it, and drink. No. Watch James Bond. I don't understand what he's saying. Just ignore it.
I can't.
Click.
I can't ignore it. Okay.
James Bond.
Okay, man. All right.
Just move past it, man.
I can't figure it out.
I can't either. It's nonsense.
Have you seen
driving.
This?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Why would I betray you?
This we fucking chick again, really?
Yeah, dude.
You're just a
fragile.
Yet.
He's looking old.
He is. He does look old. He looks good, though, but he does look old.
The world is arming faster than we can respond.
Where's 007?
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust for this.
I like him.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You were 00?
2 years. So stay in your lane. You get in my way, I will put a bullet in your knee. The one that works.
I thought you two would get along.
Name?
Bond. Don't like it.
mean?
James Bond.
So you're not dead.
Hello, Q. I've missed you.
It's the most valuable asset this country has. If you feel yourself losing control, I'm not going to lose control. James, you gave up everything for her.
He's back.
Yeah.
When her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of him.
What is it?
You don't know what this is.
James Bond.
You know Rami Malek.
License to Kill.
They show him.
History of violence. I could be speaking to my own reflection. Only your skills die with your body. Mine will survive long after I'm gone.
Oh, damn.
History isn't kind to men who play God.
Okay.
It's going to be a fucking Spectre. It's not going to be a Skyfall.
That's what I'm worried about,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
100%.
I think Spectre went bad because they went to James Bond.
Yeah, they did.
And I...
Hard.
Like, the fact that they bring back the Aston Martin, the fact that they...
was in Skyfall. It just wasn't used like that.
They cut it in half. They cut it in half at Skyfall, and then they blew it up.
At the mansion?
Yeah.
The link? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really remember
like,
it, but I just remember it being more grounded than him, the flight.
Like,
skiing a plane down a mountain or something like
that's
that?
That's the
that
problem.
What happened?
I mean, there is things that happen in that movie.
In Spectre?
Yes. Yeah. Like, here's the problem. Sure. Sure, Tesla. One. I'm really interested to see the end of this story. Yeah. I would like it to be an arc that ends.
Mm-hmm.
Five movies, self-contained. Casino Royale,
cool.
to Quantum of Solace, to Skyfall, to Spectre, to No Time to Die. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even if it's convoluted, if they wrap it up, I'll be kind of satisfied with this one.
Okay.
My problem here is, one... You know me. I'm a liberal cucktard, I think, is what Brit would say.
Sure.
They're absolutely setting the black woman up to be the next James Bond.
Yep.
100%, and it's so thinly veiled, it kind of enrages me.
Yeah.
Because I don't really mind if they did that, but like...
Don't just give it away in the trailer.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, that's pretty obvious. Like, why not Moneypenny?
Yeah.
Why not her? Why do they gotta put in a new one? You know?
I don't know.
Like, okay, so that's for number one that bugs me. Number two, I really don't like the part of the trailer where What's-Her-Face, the Nazi guy from Inglourious Bastards, okay, that dude. What's his name?
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, him. I don't like when he's like, when you find out her secret, it'll kill you. Bitch, that's James Bond. It's like, what's she gonna say?
God, Ren, yes, please.
God,
yes.
I would love to be wrong.
I would be so happy about that.
I do think there's a possibility. I do think there's a possibility this trailer is just bad. I do think there's a possibility. Because the cast behind this movie makes, or the crew, like the guy who made this movie, Kari Joga Fukunaga Jabba Gabadaba, he's a Japanese guy. I don't know how to say their names. Like, he's the one who directed, like, the first season of True Detective.
Okay.
He did this Beasts of No Nation movie on Netflix.
And he's the director?
He's the director.
All right.
So he's got a very good pedigree going for it. But the guy who did Skyfall did Spectre.
Really?
Yeah. So that doesn't really mean anything. But
did the writer? What happened?
Dude, Spectre,
did the writers change or something?
Spectre is 4 hours long.
Okay. It's all bad.
No, you want me to tell you that's something that's going to blow your mind?
What?
Same people have been writing James Bond since Pierce Brosnan.
No.
The same people who wrote GoldenEye wrote Skyfall. Which may explain some of the inconsistencies.
That doesn't make any sense.
Dude.
So did they just go into Skyfall being like, this is going to be a really contained story? Like,
I think,
nothing really. Like, the biggest thing that happens in that is MI6 gets blown up.
I think
that's the biggest thing.
I think that there is another writer, like a third writer on each movie, but the two dudes that always write the James Bond movies are the leads. And I think the directors and the producers have a lot of say over the tone.
Okay.
But I think ultimately they write the script.
So how the fuck did the Spectre guy go from...
Like, they had a Halle Berry Ice Palace movie, and then they wrote Casino Royale. Like, think about that, man. Like, how...
That's so weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
There is one party involved that we're not seeing that is the overarching hand.
Well, either way, it's inconsistent.
Because, one, Casino Royale was... It's pretty close between that and Skyfall being the most grounded James Bond.
Agreed.
Well, and then they go to Quantum of Solace, which is... closer to
Quantum
the James
Solace
Bond
had a
spectrum.
Weird plot.
It's closer to the James Bond spectrum.
Well, I think the problem is...
And then Skyfall comes out, and it's like fucking...
Here's how I interpret it, okay? Casino Royale, great movie. It gets a lot of credit, and I think it's due for, because it rebooted the franchise, okay? So, James Bond got his 00 in that movie.
Right.
Like, and he meets his first girlfriend in that movie, and you find out why he's so hard, you know, and all that stuff. And it gets a lot of credit for doing that. And then Quantum of Solace comes out, and I think people expected an old-school James Bond movie style, where it's, here's movie A, and here's movie B. You can watch this one without having seen
movie
this
A
one.
Movie A is the build-up, like, he's learning who he is, and then movie B is like, this is James
Yeah,
Bond.
This is James Bond. And movie B is, and Quantum of Solace is not that way at all. Quantum of Solace is a literal direct sequel to Casino Royale.
Yeah.
If you watch them as a double feature, Quantum of Solace is so much better.
Really?
It's so much better. Like, the opening scene of Quantum of Solace is the ending scene of
Quantum
Casino
of
Royale.
Solace.
No, it's confusing.
But it's not my favorite.
If you don't know what's going on, you gotta watch it as one movie.
Okay.
It's really... those two are
that
the
might
Vesper...
might be the next ones I rewatch.
Those are the Vesper Lind
That's
saga.
Right. Okay.
That's what those two movies are. And then Skyfall kind of moves on, all right, here's the new James Bond. This is the James Bond. It is James Bondiest. This is how we're gonna handle James
Bond. Well,
that's
also after he's broken, though.
Right, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, the first two movies
this
laid
is him
the foundation.
Regaining
this
his
is James,
James
Bond.
Bondiness.
And then... Scott, a Spectre comes out, and it's just all of a sudden he's suave, badass, with gadgets, with 40 women that he bangs.
With a crazy montage of him.
Is
he going down a mountain in a plane that is broken?
I don't remember.
Is that it?
I
can't remember either.
He's in a ski lift at one point.
Search Spectre right now. And Spectre plane, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Spectre snow plane.
I think that's what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure I remember him. Like, the plane breaks, and he has to now ski down the mountain in a broken plane.
Nope.
Yep, that's the scene I'm thinking of. Nope. Can't turn a plane, bro. You cannot turn a fucking plane. Also, can't fly a plane without wings.
Why doesn't he just get out?
That's not how planes work. That's not how planes work.
Why can't he just get out?
I don't know, man. He just lost the back half of his plane. Now he's skiing down a mountain in a plane. I knew I remembered that shit. I knew I remembered it. It's right there. Yeah, Tesla, when it's flying...
Yeah, it doesn't really move when it's
when
on the ground.
When it's flying,
yeah.
Fins don't do shit when it's on the ground with friction. No!
No, on the runway, the wheels turn.
Yeah. Do you see wheels? I'm pretty sure the wheels got ripped off by the road.
I like how the plane hit the car so hard that people flew out of the windshield of the car, but James Bond is fine in the plane.
I'm fragile, but I'm not that fragile.
Don't touch me. Tesla, I don't want to flex here, but my father patented modern landing gear. So.
It's the wheel.
I know
on the
a
front.
Lot about it. It's really weird, actually, that I know a lot about landing gear.
Regardless, what we just watched could not physically happen in real life.
Hey, did you hear there was more layoffs, man?
I did.
It sucks, dude.
My dad's worried.
Well, yeah.
He should.
He's one of those dudes. Like,
he's getting up there.
They do that corporate thing where they're like, hey, we can hire people fresh out of college and pay them a third of what we pay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I gotta pee.
Mm-hmm.
Keep talking about Spectre.
Shit ass. It's not that bad of a movie. He just... Okay, where'd he go? He went pee. Oh. Well, I guess I just sit here then. Did you send the John Wick thing? Let me watch this. Does he have a stunt double? Like Scarlett Johansson in
Consider your origins.
In like Black Widow?
You were not made to live as brutes.
Like she uses a stunt double for a lot of the scenes. This is actually Keanu. Okay.
Dante.
Don't fight that guy. He's huge.
Looking a little run down there, John.
Ernest. I still have time.
He's almost up. Who's gonna know the difference?
You sure this is what you wanna do?
$14 million, it's a lot of money.
Not if you can't spend it.
Why would you try to kill John Wick? Oh my god, he just stabbed John Wick! Have you seen this movie?
Pretty good.
Can I watch this movie at the gym? Are there boobies in it? Okay. I might watch John Wick at the gym. Take me like 6 months to get through him.
John Wick, if you're looking for action, man, it's one of the best series to watch. Some of the best gunplay I've ever seen.
He's got the fake hands on Menace, Menace like the guy, and it's always sunny.
The whole guy looks CGI.
Can you put my
because
hands
he's too big.
On your hands? This is what I'm gonna do to you, man, when Iron Man's not in the movie.
He broke his fucking jaw.
Well, you know, the guy shouldn't mess with John Wick. Has he
broke
seen the first two?
Broke his fucking neck, bro.
Has he seen the first two movies? That's John Wick.
What's the fucking book?
How would he put it back? Someone's gonna get that and get AIDS or whatever that guy had on his neck, dude.
That's a hard scene, man.
That wasn't that bad. Not nearly as bad as that horse getting cut in half in Game of Thrones or whatever, dude.
It's not nearly as bad as Human Centipede.
No, that movie's a...
That's hot.
I get a different feeling than that movie, dude. It is hot. Hot as it comes out, hot as it goes in.
Oh, my God.
What, too much for you? You tried to play in my arena and then you couldn't handle it?
Because I just got the visual image of shit going in and then vomit going back in the other way. And then just
it's
going to
be
constant.
Easy to swallow that?
Yeah, no,
how do they also make sure the poop is a consistent consistency?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you know some dude isn't out the back and one person, you know, is a slow little turd?
I don't think it matters. They're sewn on, so whichever one it is.
I think it matters. You don't want to be
whichever one it is.
Which
you're
one
fucked.
Would you prefer? Would you prefer the fast spray that you quickly swallow or the slow one as it tickles across your tongue and you have to chew it?
Probably the fast spray.
Yeah, definitely, right?
Yeah. That might be the grossest thing we've said on the show.
No, you still talk about the stretchy anus.
That's not gross. Poop is grosser than a stretchy anus. My anus in that situation was clean.
Why is it your anus?
Not mine, but the anus I was talking about. Or mine, I don't care.
Look, you want Seth and Colby, Seth, sometime you're going to get some of that. Okay? That's not the grossest thing he's ever heard me say.
No. Oh, she
go
just
away!
She just heard all of that.
Yeah, the
we're
FBI
getting,
guy's like,
reported.
Stop! Listen, you like this?
Shut up. Shut up, Siri. All right, you have 5,000 other things. What
move
are
on. You want to watch
yes,
it?
Yes, let's go.
Okay.
Do you know why the Phoenix sits on the right hand of the Emperor?
Because he's right-handed.
She is his guardian.
Because he hates birds!
His protector. That she's both beautiful and strong. Your job is to bring honor to the family. Do you think you can do that?
Citizens, we are under attack from northern invaders.
Their leader calls himself Ori Khan.
What was that?
He fights alongside
that guy just
a witch.
Up a wall?
No survivors. Yes.
By edict of his Imperial Majesty, every family must contribute one man to fight.
Have you no son?
I am blessed with two daughters. I will fight.
That's very Mulan. That's in the original.
We must be strong.
That's in the original.
This time he will not return.
Oh, they're gonna bring out the Christina, dude.
Loyal.
Bringing her out.
Brave. And true. It is my duty to protect my family.
Ancestors, please protect her.
What is your name, soldier?
Hua Jun, Commander, son of Hua Zhou.
We're going to make men out of every single one of you.
That's Mulan.
Yeah.
Close the gate!
That's
the
not.
The spirit is evident. But something holds you back.
When they find out who you are, they will show you no mercy. I'm Hua Mulan. I will bring honor to
you. You think she's gonna murder all the Huns with an avalanche like she did in the cartoon?
No.
Just slaughter thousands of people.
Alright, that makes me feel a whole lot of ways, man.
Looks good.
It makes me feel a whole lot of ways.
It looks good.
Alright, is it racist to say that Asian people are real different?
I think that's the opposite of racist, right?
I was gonna say weird, so I changed it to different.
What do you mean weird?
That's weird.
What's weird about it?
Alright, it may be the fact that I'm watching Man in the High Castle.
Okay.
So I'm seeing a whole bunch of Japanese traditions that are also very weird.
Yeah.
So...
what season of that are you in?
The first.
Second season?
I think like episode 7.
How you liking it?
No, hold on. I remember you saying, I feel like second season, the end of that season, you said was the craziest shit you've ever seen on TV. But then third season was really boring.
I've never seen the third season.
Okay.
The third season took 4 years to come out.
Gotcha.
And by that time, I forgot the first two. Okay. I have to rewatch the whole thing.
But you said the second season was the craziest shit you've ever seen.
How many episodes? I think there's 10 episodes in a season.
Uh-huh.
The first 9.45 hours of the second season, you should just watch water boil. Okay? It's going to be the worst dreck. And in the last 20 minutes, I remember going like...
okay.
That's all I remember. All
right.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even remember what happened anymore, okay. But I remember that.
You want my opinion of the show so far?
Yeah.
Right now, I give zero shits. Oh my God, Siri, shut up. I give zero shits about any of the characters, minus one.
Is it the nice Japanese guy at the embassy?
Nope.
Oh. Who is it?
Uba Gooba Fuhrer, or whatever his fucking name is. The guy from Knight's Tale.
Oh, he's great.
He is fantastic.
The best thing about that show is him.
Yes,
and
agreed.
He, I know, I, like, again, I don't remember what it is, but I remember he is the character that whatever it is that happens in season two, which is why I think it's so great.
He is my favorite.
He's great.
The only one I give a shit about.
I like him and I like the Asian
The
guy.
Rest of them, I want
the
to
woman,
die.
The woman, I want to slap. Yeah, she's so
I
whiny.
I just want them to die.
The man, I want to slap. He's so whiny. I hate him.
Her boyfriend, I really wish had died. They built him up to die twice.
He's the worst.
And, yeah, just, ugh.
It's the worst.
But I care so much about the world. I want to know so much more about the world, but they don't tell me anything about the world. They only show me these goddamn characters.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
I don't remember. But the show's over now, right? Like the final season
4 just came
that's
out.
That's the last season.
Is it the last season?
So it's over. Okay. So I guess I could watch the entire thing instead of It's Always Sunny again, but I don't know, man. I just watched the gangs dance their asses
fine.
Off again, dude. Such
the
a good
only
show.
Thing I care about is the story and the Ubergruppen Führer guy. He's pretty awesome. Also, I can't tell who's German and who is an American that just went German.
I assume everyone's German except for the lady.
You would think, right?
Right.
Well, like
oh,
Joe.
You mean like German nationality?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think I don't only either. The officers are from Germany.
Like, the guy I'm talking about, guy from Night's Tale.
He is German.
Okay.
Yes. Like, he is, he served in the war.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, stationed to be in charge of America.
Okay, and his just American accent is real good.
I guess.
Or do you think it's just the show being
I think that you don't tell...
We need to speak American for this American audience.
I feel like you don't need to tell that guy to do anything because he's a great actor. Mm. You remember him in A Night's Tale?
Mm-hmm.
He's in that movie with Robert Addy, the Geoffrey Chaucer Jarvis guy, and Heath Ledger, and he still stands out, even though we don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
No.
Also, he hasn't been in anything else.
He's great.
He is really
Why isn't
good.
He in more things?
He is so good at it.
We're going to put him in Sahara Money Drop.
I'm down with that.
We're going to put him in there.
Oh. What's his fucking name? Look it up. I want to know his name.
He was in another show we watched.
Really?
I don't remember what it is. The Knights Who Say Me. Why is A Knight's Tale so far down, dude?
Because it's old.
I want the movie, not the one from Chaucer.
Just search movie in Wikipedia. Oh my
God,
you're the worst.
Dude. Okay. Rufus Sewell, that's his name.
Yep.
That's him. What is this photo of the man? This is the best Wikipedia could do?
They're asking for donations, man. Give them a donation and be like, make a better photo for Rufus.
Yeah, how about clothes? How about that? Okay, what was he in? He was in something after A Knight's Tale that I saw him in.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
By the way, A Knight's Tale was in
Not
2001.
Good. So it's about to be 20
years
old?
Old? Yeah.
Oh, that's hard, dude. That hurts. What are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about that.
Yeah, 20 years old, man. In a year, that'll be 20 years old. He was in Hercules?
God.
With The Rock? Is that The Rock one?
Oh,
that's
was,
The Rock
he
one,
was
isn't
in,
it?
He was in this. That's what I remember him from. He was in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I didn't watch that.
His name is John
God
Smith
of
in Man
Egypt?
High Castle.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God. He's not been in, like, anything.
No,
why
no.
not? He's great.
I don't know.
Are we crazy at thinking he's great?
Maybe. Dude, he kills it. I think he just may have a terrible agent.
He might. Because he was great in A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a stage actor and he only does like certain movies or something, you know?
That's real weird.
Because he's way too good. He was nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor for his role in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. He's nominated for an Emmy for that.
Hmm.
And then his next movie was Judy. The father is in post-production.
That's so weird.
But he's great in Man in the High Castle.
Agreed.
Great in that.
He is the best part of that fucking show.
100%.
Both main characters are just god awful.
I like the Asian guy and I like the German guy.
The Asian guy's nice, but I feel like that's going to get him fucked.
Have you got to the part... Oh, God, I don't want to
see
spoil
episode
it.
7, man.
Yeah, but I don't know when that is. Have you gotten to the part with the thing with his son?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
With his son?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. I think that happens in the first season.
We just learned that... Well, okay, so the only thing I know about his son is that he has a son. Because it showed his home where he had a picture of his son in military uniform.
Right.
And then he had a picture of his wife. His wife is dead. I assumed his son was dead because of the war.
His wife's not dead.
His wife's not dead?
I think she's in the show.
No, she's dead.
What is the first season? How much stuff happens in the second season? He definitely has a wife.
The nice Asian man.
No. No, the Night's Tale guy.
Oh, yeah, him. He has a wife.
Right, and a son.
And two daughters.
Yeah, but has anything happened to that guy's son?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't even remember if the Asian man had a family.
He had a son and a mother, or a, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's wife, right, because there's that thing that happens dead. With the thing. I can't say it because it'll spoil it, but it's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's starting to come back to
me. I think the last thing I saw was that we learned
as bad as I remembered.
That Juliana's dad is working for the Japanese. That's the last thing that we saw.
I don't care at all about their story.
I don't either.
I don't care at all about
I
them.
Give no shits.
I don't care at
what
all.
What else has she been in? She's been in something, right?
You know what I recognize her from is Angel. She was a bounty hunter lady in that show for what?
She really reminds me of the chick in the Americans.
You thinking of Carrie Russell?
Yeah, the Americans?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Why did Ren ask us, you guys ever eaten anybody? Like, he just randomly asked that.
Just a lot of people.
I mean, I've eaten certain parts of several people, but...
Yeah, cannibals.
Alexa Davalos. That's
she's
her.
She's been in something. Look at her
face.
She has
been in a lot of stuff, dude. Punisher, she played Beth Quinn. Angel is what I remember her from. Clash of the Titans as Andromeda, that's probably what you remember her from, right?
Maybe.
Chronicles of Riddick, she was Kira, the little kid.
Nope. Yeah, so she just has a really familiar face then.
Yeah. She's pretty. Like, I think she's just very pretty. And so she kind of looks
Look up the chick from the Americans.
Carrie Russell, right?
Is that it?
That's her, right? Terrible photos on Wikipedia.
They look very similar. Super similar.
Yeah, they look kind of similar. I don't know, man. Anyways, I think we're just idiots.
I think but...
Yeah, we're idiots.
Got a lot of other stuff on that list.
Yeah, that's
there,
right, Ren. Yeah, she's like in the first two episodes. Yeah. She got some of that. I can't say it. I was going to say something. It was a word that starts with a G. There it goes, man. It goes in there.
I was not ready for that. Nope.
Whoa! Oh, God. Okay.
What season of Punisher was that?
The newest one.
The newest one?
There's
I haven't watched
two
that
seasons.
One.
The second season's good.
Second season?
It's not as good as the first season, but it's good. It's good because Jon Bernthal is such a great Punisher.
Right.
Yeah.
What happens in the second season? That's when
Bullseye or whatever his name comes out.
No. That's when the guy who was the bad guy that he killed in the first one, or killed, smashed his face into a mirror. He's like mentally like going through therapy and stuff.
Yeah, and then he bangs a psychiatrist.
I don't think I ever finished that.
Let me tell you how
I watched
it ends.
A lot of it, but I didn't finish it.
Let me tell you how it ends. Punisher wins. There you go.
No way. Dude, if they don't continue that shit on Disney Plus, are you kidding me?
Him and the Daredevil guy both need to come back as their characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the entire Daredevil cast minus the redheaded lady can come back. I don't like her.
No.
And I don't like her for a what's the word? Misogynist pig reason. She refuses to do nudity. Refuses. Because her husband is blind, and she says if he can't see it, no one can.
What?
Yeah. Makes me mad, dude.
Is that why she got
she went
on the show
seven
with
seasons
a blind person?
Of True Blood, and didn't she was banging a Jason Stackhouse. And she didn't ever do nudity because her husband's blind, and she said that I'm not going to show anything that he can't see.
Dude, one, nudity is overrated.
It is!
Like, they just need Karen. To get over it and just be like,
who cares?
Also, homo, man dong should be way more prevalent.
Yes, hang dong, dude.
Way more prevalent.
I would like to go
who
on the
was
record.
It? It was Man
Full
in the High
homo.
Castle. It
Wait,
was Man
really?
In the High Castle.
Ren, I need links.
When her Juliana's guy person that's really annoying was like being interrogated by the fucking I don't know what their name is, the Japanese.
Yeah.
And they stripped him naked. I was about to be like, are we going to see dong here?
Yeah.
No dong.
Wait, how?
So unfair.
Ren, do
you,
I don't.
Like, what world do we live in where you show a penis and everyone's just going to be like, oh, tuned out of that show. I'm not seeing that stuff on my TV.
Ren, I don't believe that they're real, though, because she said she, like, her husband's blind. Who's she sending nudes to?
That's a good point. Well, she cheated.
Well, then get naked. The problem is I have with the logic of, hey, I don't want to be naked because my husband can't see it. Well, wear a burqa. Like, what's the difference between your boobie and your foot in that case? They can't see those either. Maybe he's into feet. You don't know?
Yeah. That's a good point.
I'm just mad at the reasoning more than I'm mad about her not getting naked.
Also, why?
Stupid.
Why? Like, I... Pfft.
Nope.
What, you mad that she's married to a blind dude?
Nope.
I feel like you are. That's the wrong thing to be mad. Oh, he's mutant. I agree, dude. I don't disagree.
I don't know.
With
it's just.
I don't disagree with you. You want to watch some more trailers?
Yeah,
man?
Man. Just move past this shit.
Okay, this one I got just for you, man. No idea if it's good. All right, this is. Oh God.
What'd you do?
I accidentally clicked on the nude link.
You're not now. You go out there.
I got this
and
just for you, man.
I have myself an indentured servant. Ned Kelly is his name.
Russell Crowe.
Make a name for yourself.
Russell, you see who else it is, man?
Is that fucking Charlie Hunnam?
That's a naked Charlie Hunnam right there, dude.
Who's to teach you
to kill men?
Nothing comes free in this world, so be who you are meant to be.
You're not the man you pretend to be. You're a boy looking for a captain to tell him what to do.
You're a son of Steve.
We're rebels, warriors.
And you all wear dresses.
Nothing scares a man like crazy.
What are we watching?
I have no idea.
You want to build an army?
Yeah! Fire! You're bloody bulletproof, boy!
Why do you die for your money?
Yeah, don't Nicholas Holt, too.
Tell Ellen I sent me best.
Fuck off. A man cannot change the past, nor outrun his destiny.
You're a man now. You're my little man.
I am called the coldest murderer on record.
That's so weird.
But others, knowing the truth, would call me a hero.
Just bend and learn. Blood and ties and flies and lies and skin and blood.
What did we just witness?
So is the movie name The True History of Whatever the Whatever?
Yeah, the Kelly Gag, yeah.
But then the trailer at the beginning said nothing of what you're about to witness is true?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this. I don't know if this is... How did things just fall? You didn't even move.
What fell?
All your beers.
What the shit? How do they keep falling?
Oh, it looks like her.
That's fake.
See, if you can't see your... Oh, God. You can't see your face,
fake,
though.
Bro. It's fake. There's no reason for her to take those, because it's fake.
Here's why I'm skeptical, and I can't show these photos, because there's... It's about as naked as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But, someone's holding the camera, and you can't see her face.
Yep. Blind guy would not know where to point.
Based on the size, though, he'd know where to put it. What, too far?
No, you're good. I don't disagree at all.
You want to watch Togo?
That was Togo.
It's a William Dafoe Balto movie.
No, I don't care at all.
Okay, you want to watch Greed? It's got Isla Fisher and Steve Coogan. It's a comedy.
Sure.
Now time for the man you've all been waiting for, the king of the high street.
You've been described as the unacceptable face of capitalism.
I've done nothing wrong.
He didn't do it for the man, didn't do it for the world, didn't do it for the...
This is Nick, he's chronicling my life.
He just loves money.
He paid himself and his wife £1.2 billion.
This is for all of you. No, not literally, but I mean, thank you.
I did it for the money.
Hi, you're the fashion editor.
Yes. Did you expect me to look a bit more like a model?
Of course not.
This is a British film.
Not that you... you look great.
It's definitely British, right?
From the start.
What is the average wage in Sri Lanka?
50p a day. Imagine how many dresses I can get made.
He was a bully.
Nod your head and shake my head.
He was a parasite.
It's classic tax avoidance.
Go away! Look at that. You can't buy a view like that. Oh, wait, no, I have.
Is this funny yet?
We've been working on this party for over a year.
This is like the British Wolf of Wall Street.
It's all about image. The super yacht, the models. It's all part of a brand.
How bad is it?
I mean, no one reads the mail online. It's cleavage clickbait.
Yeah, except I'm the tit this time.
Angelina is now amazing. Is she pretending to be British? No, she's actually British. She's Sacha Baron Cohen's wife.
Yeah,
he's British.
He's good, yeah.
They're both
like
British.
Stuart Smith's her older brother.
But the general rule is if they're talented, they're not American.
Jules Michael's
there's very few exceptions.
Are those teeth fake? Take them out.
Can you stop staring at me, please? It's very off-putting.
I want noise. Robert I'm in the business of loud.
I said there are rare exceptions.
Why have you got the lion?
We're retraining gladiators.
It's hard.
That's the first one I got.
Clooney, Pitt, DiCaprio. Yeah. Basically, if they've been in a Scorsese.
That's fuchsia.
Or a...
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia's bit in your face. That's...
I want in your face.
This movie sucks.
Yeah, that was a really bad trailer.
Onward, trailer number three?
Nope.
The Last Full Measure, Sebastian Stan, Samuel L. Jackson. They're just going to keep getting worse.
I saw that trailer.
Okay, skip. The Assistant.
I don't know what this movie is.
It's got this lady in it from Ozark.
Nope.
Okay. Little Women, Emma Watson, Timothy Chalamet, Saoirse Ronan. Let me show you that. This is all you need to know. This is the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the last one I have is Three Christs, which has Peter Dinklage
in
it.
Dude, watch it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Have you seen this?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. You think I'll watch a movie called Three Christs?
No, it's got Peter Dinklage in it, man.
What's up, April?
Oh, hey, April. How you doing? Good to see you. Oh, season one, dude.
I arrived at Ypsilanti State Hospital, summer of 1959. I'd left teaching to begin an ambitious study of delusional patients. I would really like to help you, Joseph.
Please address me as my proper name, Jesus Christ, the righteous one am I.
So he goes from playing
Jesus Christ.
Tyrion. Is that fucking, Walton Goggins?
I have three patients who believe that Jesus...
Is that Walton Goggins?
That's Walton Goggins, right?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. 100%.
What?
And then that's Bradley Whitford. He's playing a janitor.
What the fuck is this movie?
There can be but only one son of God. That's my point.
Address me by my righteous name. God to you.
So they all think they're God.
You study their behavior. What do you think will happen?
And that guy.
That guy, that's the stapler guy, man.
He's also in Justified with Boyd.
He's also in The Man in the High Castle.
Only one
really?
God.
Yeah.
One God, two God.
I think it's a spoiler, but yeah.
Taking off all of your negativity and all of your squelches, all of your squelching. We do not have false hollowed out gods in Great Britain. Did our father send a boy to do a man's job? Knock it off. Knock it off! Alan, please be careful.
That's Richard Gere, isn't it?
Possible to really understand someone else's delusion. There are limits you can't exceed.
It's brave and important what you're doing.
You decide if the gains outweigh the obvious risks.
Gentlemen, I want one of you to lead each of the meetings. I think we should have a vote.
I nominate Joseph. Draw favor.
What's going on?
Unanimous.
Are we supposed to know who Joseph is? Yeah, Walton Goggins, man.
With paranoid schizophrenics?
Because it's so lonely. By the grace of Jesus Christ, you are saved. Companionship, joy, hope. Will I be able to offer these men a means to find themselves?
This is like a movie that's like awards bait, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way that goes anywhere.
All right, see you later, Rennie. Like, the problem with awards bait movies is that who's going to get the awards? It's too many of them. Like, what happens is four people are nominated for that one movie, and dude, then a Skitch Middle is nominated for The Ball Was Kicked Down the Lane, and he wins.
You
want
to know what NBC's primetime comedy show is right now?
Whatever you're watching, probably.
No, it is fucking called The Unicorn. And okay. It stars Walton Goggins.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen ads for that when mm-hmm. I watch football and stuff, yeah.
So he did that.
Uh-huh.
And then was like, I'm going to go into a movie called Three Christs.
Well, he does the stupid show that pays big bucks so he can do the little movies that don't pay at all. That's why those people do that.
And yet he's in Tomb Raider.
He's great in Tomb Raider.
He is.
Are you talking trash about Tomb Raider, dude?
That movie is not getting a sequel.
Is it not?
It is not.
Well, he's the best part of that movie, so. There's Tomb Raider's definitely getting a sequel.
There is no way.
100%. There's a trailer.
No, there's not.
Fan made. Yeah. Okay, all right.
No, there's fucking not.
Yeah, Tomb Raider 2 officially coming with new director, you know, in 2021. In right here, dude.
Celebrated.
You know John Campia, history. Dude?
So are you trusting YouTube in this aspect right now? Is that what you're trusting? And you're not going to trust that Robert Downey Jr. is in fucking Black Widow?
It's on IMDb,
that's
man.
That's more trustworthy. There
IMDb's here. March 19th, 2021. It'll be here before we know it, dude. It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad.
It was better than Warcraft.
Warcraft is great.
It's better than Warcraft.
Warcraft is great for one reason.
Distracted you, didn't I?
Travis Fimmel.
This happened while we were off the air.
Franz, could you try to break this glass, please?
Absolutely, he's going to break the fucking glass.
Sure? Yeah. Fucking good. Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
Should we try on the rear?
Sorry? Okay.
Don't try it on the rear.
That's a plus side.
Let's try the rear.
Try that one, really? Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, man.
It didn't go through.
Why would you look at Elon Musk in the face after breaking the front window and say, let's try the rear? And then Elon Musk goes, really? Giving you a chance to back out of it. And you go, yeah, let's do it. Who is this moron?
How about try the other side of the car?
Listen to Elon.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure? Yeah.
Like, now he's like, you sure, Elon? And Elon's like, do it.
Oh my fucking God. Well,
look at this idiot smile. He's like, hee 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 hee, I broke Elon's truck!
Maybe that was a little too hard.
Should we try it on the rear?
Should we try it on the rear?
Sorry?
Sorry?
It didn't go through. That's a plus side.
Let's try the rear. Right?
He brings it back up again. You should try it on the rear.
Try that on? Really? Okay. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Sure. Dude, look at Elon Musk's mom body. Look at that thing, dude.
He's pretty thick, boy.
He is thick.
Mm-hmm.
He thick with like 8 C's. What do you think of the truck, dude?
I was going to ask you that.
It looks like the Warthog from Halo.
Not really.
It does.
No, it doesn't. The tires, the wheels, sure. The rest of it? No. I Show me an actual picture.
Yeah, but this is it looking like the Warthog,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but just show me a fucking actual picture of the Warthog. See, that is so different.
Who built that? I want to know that person.
It's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Like, look at this. Someone photoshopped it into Halo. It does look a little DeLorean-esque. That's true. It does. I don't know. I think it's fine. I kind of like that it looks different.
Dude, me too.
Like, I'm tired of all, like, the
my
flex
point
nuts
is
trucks out there, you
pushing
know?
The fucking boundaries of what can you do that people will actually buy.
Yeah. And honestly,
like, that's the only way we're going to get innovation is by doing something that's a little weird, but then, like, reining it in a little bit.
All
you know?
The trucks look the same to me, too.
Yeah.
Like, all of them
all
are
of
like,
them do.
How big of those fake balls can I get on the back of this
yeah.
truck?
All the grills look exactly yeah. the same. All the lights look exactly the same.
I like that you could get
I
a
like
truck.
I like that it's fucking different.
Like, remember how I judged you because you wanted a truck?
Yeah.
If you got that truck, I couldn't judge you the same way.
No, you could not.
Because you would
You could
only...
judge me a different way, but
right.
you could not judge me the same way.
Right. You get that truck because you need a truck. You
could haul a couch. All right, I get it. You need a truck. Here's my big question.
That's different.
How is it a truck? There's no bed.
There is a bed.
Is there?
Yeah. Are you dumb?
Yes, apparently.
The glass on the back, like,
Where's...
goes up or something.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. Did you miss the part where they drove an ATV into it on the stage?
Yeah, I literally only saw the glass part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they definitely drove an ATV onto it on the stage.
What's happening here?
They're pulling an F-150, which is a Ford.
Thanks for that update, man.
If you,
I knew that.
If you didn't.
Thanks for that update, man. Is it a Ford?
No, okay, click on the video. They pull the truck while it's trying to pull it.
You just talk to me like I'm your grandmother. This right here?
Yeah, that.
This is only 15 seconds.
It's not long.
Okay. All back engine. Engine. Pull.
I mean, of course the Tesla's gonna win.
No, after that video, Ford challenged it to on its turf territory.
What, challenge. So they're gonna put 6 electric engines in a Ford F-150 and they'd be like, it won?
There's no way a combustion engine is gonna beat a Tesla.
The Tesla goes faster than every other car on the planet. You don't think they're gonna have more torque? That's the beauty of electric. Now, the battery will probably last 1 second. But it's still there, man.
Agreed.
Did you put money down to get one?
No.
It's only $100 to reserve it. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't. Isn't it only like $40,000?
Yeah. Well, I think the top of the line is like $60,000, which is affordable, really, for a truck.
Yeah. Definitely.
You didn't know it was only $100
down.
No,
I didn't. Did you also notice how it doesn't have any side mirrors, though?
Well, they'll add those.
Sure.
Yeah, Cybertruck, dude. Look at this. Look at the stupid... Look at the... It's a double K.
Type.
God.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, look at that thing. That's pretty cool, dude. So it's got a dual motor and a tri-motor. 0 to 60 in less than 2.9 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go 500 miles. 14,000 pounds it'll tow. It's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, man.
Order now, man. Let's see. Yeah, $100. So if you want the Cybertruck single motor is only $40,000. The
okay.
dual motor is $50,000, and the tri-motor is $70,000. If you want self-driving, it's an extra $7,000. So for you, you just need the single motor. You go out for $50,000. $100 down payment today.
Wow.
Fully refundable. You'll be able to complete your configuration as production nears in late 2021. Dude, you'll be rich enough in 2021.
I absolutely will not. No, I will not.
What if no, I buy you one in 2021, man?
That would be great, man. I'll take it.
I'm not doing that.
Whatever you need for me to get that truck, sure.
You got to be working now to earn things for the future.
What can I do?
Tim shotgun shirt. Death Stranding shirt.
Death Stranding shirt?
Yeah, that's a new make, one. He said you were going to make... That was your idea. New one. That was your idea. That was your idea. You brought that up.
I did.
Did you know I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, man?
I saw, yeah. Uh-huh. You like it?
Yes. I also hate it.
It's a question mark on the end of that.
Yeah.
Why is there a question mark?
Very bad at it.
Is it fast-paced?
You just die.
Yeah, that happens in Call of Duty a
lot. That's what my chat keeps telling me.
A lot.
They're like, this is how everyone laughs at Call of Duty.
You don't give a shit if you die. You just make sure your kills exceed your deaths.
Kill
two for every one you die, you're doing great.
Now, people say kill one for every time you die.
Or that.
They say that's good. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. That's better than dying every time, yeah.
I don't know,
man. I fucking
man.
Love Call of Duty Online, man.
I didn't expect it to be so slow.
It's so skitsy.
Like the slow? Time to really? Kill... the time to kill is quick, but the movement and stuff is slow.
Really?
Which, they said they wanted it to be realist. Like, realist. Well, like, this you have one some made, weight.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I wasn't expecting
They really
that.
Went into this one with actual, like... Army personnel and Marines
tell
and
you,
figured
me,
out how like recoil acts and
makes
things
me
like that.
Go shoot guns with you, man.
No, man, Black Ops fucking 2. What? If you played online on that, God.
Oh yeah, like I.
That's the shit. That's where you learn to be a man.
Let's end the show and you can play a round, man.
So what?
I said let's end the show and you can play a round.
Yeah, Black Ops 2.
No, I have Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
I'm fucking down. Let's go.
I don't know, man. Makes me want to go shoot guns with you.
I have a gun if you want to go shoot.
I want to shoot the guns that are in that game.
My gun is in that game.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What's your gun?
It's an M&P Smith & Wesson. It's one of the pistols in that game.
I want to shoot the shotgun.
I don't have a shotgun.
I want to shoot the shotgun.
I don't think you can rent a shotgun.
I want to shoot the M4.
M4. I don't know.
My loadout right now is an M4. And then I switch, and I got a shotgun. That shoot, it's dual barrel, and then you cock it, and you get more rounds of the
go
chamber.
Go to Bullseye. Just search Bullseye Shooting Range, Wichita. Let's see, rentals maybe?
Rentals. Handguns, women handguns.
Hey, scroll.
Oh, here we
go. Keep going.
Oh, I see. Oh, rifles. So rifles and handguns are all they have, huh?
Yes. Rifles, you motherfucker. That's
well, I want my shotgun, though, dude.
Not looking for a shotgun.
No, I am looking for a shotgun. I mean, I know that now you're looking for the M4. Well, here's an MP5. Scout would be cool. Ooh, an M1. That's close enough.
That's pretty cool. I have not shot a rifle. I have not.
You ever shot a Desert Eagle, man?
No.
You should. Why aren't you shooting the cool guns?
Because that costs money.
You're rich!
I'm not.
Live your life,
I'm
dude!
I'm very broke.
Quit. On what? Quit spending money!
I spend money on food. I spend money on services.
But none of these things have changed from the last time you were in here screaming, I'm rich.
You know I put up a front. I'm not rich. By no means at all.
You're just in here screaming, I'm rich, man.
I'm not.
It's one of my favorite things you've ever yelled about me.
Is this your body right here? Is this a hole?
No, is there a hole, man?
Yeah, there's a hole right here. It's a pretty big one, man.
What? You know, I wore a shirt yesterday.
I thought it was fuzz this whole show.
My camo North Face shirt, my green one, has a hole like right here. I wonder if there was something in the dryer. Or the washer, like, ripped holes in my clothes.
It happens.
But, like, all my clothes were in there.
It's not I'm just all
gonna
your keep, clothes have
I'm
holes.
Just going to keep wearing. I don't care.
No, fuck it.
It's going to be a great sell tactic.
Yeah.
Like, please sub to Z-Swigs. Look at my clothes. Like, it's going to be great, dude. All day tomorrow.
Or buy my holy shirt.
Dude, I will gladly sell you my shirt, but no one wants that.
Somebody will buy it.
Dude, I've offered to sell Chris's underwear. I've offered to sell socks. I've offered to sell...
Yeah, but you're not serious about
it. I'm 100% serious!
If you were serious, you'd set up a website.
No! I don't want people to, like, stumble upon it. I want someone to slide into my DMs
and be like, I'll buy him if she does this, and then I'll make her do it, and then I'll sell them for money. We don't care.
You gotta start streaming on ChatterBait then.
No, dude.
It will absolutely
I can't
work.
Stream anymore. It's too much work to stream.
But you and Chris could stream at the same time on that
You
site.
Wanna see this on ChatterBait?
I mean, if Chris is there, I'm sure somebody would.
Just tell me when you've had enough.
Keep going.
You've had enough, I see it in your
eyes.
No,
keep going. I'm staring at it. Keep on going. There's one really long hair on your stomach.
Dude, don't stare at my hairs.
Keep going. Get it back up there.
No.
Let me see if it's actually attached to your body.
You don't
or
get it anymore.
Come on. I want to grab it.
No.
Come on.
I'm just going to show you. I don't want you to grab it.
I
want to
grab it if it's a long hair that's not attached to you.
It's attached.
No, it's not.
Don't grab my hair.
Lift it back up. Come on. I need to know if this is attached or not. Where'd it go? It disappeared. It was detached. It was just one of Chris's hair or one of your hairs from your head. Dude, it looked like there was this fucking long motherfucker from here to here. Like, it looked long. I was like,
I think I would notice there was a beard hair hanging off my chest.
Not
dude.
A beard hair, like a head hair, bro.
Whoa, dude. You get his band on Mixer by doing that, dude.
No. Where's that 800 tokens, bro? give me that shit.
Tokens are on
ChatterBait?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
Cybertruck, were you here?
Gave
we just
away
spent
for free.
We just spent 30 minutes talking about the Cybertruck. Were you here for any of that?
We did talk about it.
We played you getting abused.
You missed it.
Should we end?
Yeah,
we're done, right? Like, done. What's there even to talk about anymore?
Not much, man. I watched all the Star Wars movies. Doing one thing I can say
we talked about this already,
no,
dude.
The prequels, really bad.
Yeah.
If you rewatch them, they're really bad.
Colby, you said this an hour and a half ago.
Dude, all the fucking dialogue and effects are really bad. They're, like,
so bad.
How
many of those
bad.
Have you had?
I have two left.
Out of a 12-pack?
Yep.
How bad are they, man?
Really bad.
Having a good time tonight, aren't you?
I had two before the show, but yes.
Okay. I mean, that's fine, man. Worse than the new ones? Yeah, definitely.
No.
Yes.
No. If I were to choose ones to go...
Nostalgia is the devil, dude.
Yes, absolutely. If I were to choose ones to go back and rewatch, it would absolutely be the prequels. Absolutely.
Attack of the Clones is low-key awesome.
It is.
That's those battle scenes.
I think Pinella said that's his favorite.
I said that. That's my favorite of the prequels.
Really?
Yeah. But if it's also Pinella's favorite, I'm changing it. My favorite is whichever one he likes the least.
I think it's Rogue One.
You know, some guy came into my chat yesterday, and he's... how dare you?
It's not Rogue One.
He came into my... Some guy came into my chat yesterday, mm-hmm. and he just said, LOLOL, you still stream. And I said, yes? Like...
yeah.
Like, I guess he said, do you still play Destiny with that one guy? just leave it, man. And I said, I've played Destiny with a lot of people, man. Can you be more specific? And I said, and then he goes, started with an N. And immediately I'm like, he's trying to get me to say the N word, isn't he? And then I realized, no, he's thinking of Nuova.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's because it put together, like, he must have known, like, seen me 3 years ago.
When you were doing the
when
Destiny
I was
podcast.
Doing the Destiny podcast.
Yep.
And he goes, do you still talk to that guy? And then I felt like an idiot because I had to be like, yes, but no. Because I don't talk to him. But, like, if I said no, I don't talk to him anymore, that makes it sound like we're not friends anymore. But we're not friends, but we are, but we're not. So I just ended up saying, my best friend is good friends with him, so I know him through that. So we're friendly, but we don't hang out.
You're better off.
And then he called me a bot, and then he left. So.
Oh, okay.
Which in his
defense, that dude's great. He sounds like a great person.
I wish I remembered him.
sounds like a great
It's very hard to remember you if you never gave me money. That's a joke.
All right.
Okay, are we done?
Yes.
All right, man.
I'm fucked. None of those are good.
April, that was a joke. All right. Calm down. I can't figure out how to play our music. My computer, I'm having a stroke.
Yeah.
Here? Nope. Here? Yes. All right. Chat.
There it is.
Bye. It would have been so great if I just said it. There's no episode next Thursday. Okay?
Boo!
Shut up.
Boo!
Shut up.
Boo! These are so fun, man. I don't know why you don't enjoy them.
I've got other work.
Sucks for you.
Sucks for you.
I don't got shit to do.
I know you don't. That's your problem.
Yeah. And now I'm putting it on to you.
Get a hobby.
You're my friend. I'm putting it on to you as to why this doesn't happen more often.
Get a hobby.
I don't have a hobby.
I mean, I'll be live this time next week. You just won't be here.
Yeah, fuck you.
Sorry.
For not inviting me to that.
I would invite you, but you would just talk trash the entire time. We went through this last year. We had to cancel it last year, and we both decided that you would hate it, and it wouldn't be fun for people to watch.
I could do it.
No, you wouldn't.
I could fake it.
No! No one wants you to fake it!
I want to fake it.
You're banned.
Menace says I'm...
Don't you use the audience to bully me, all right?
Menace said I'm invited.
You ain't gonna be here.
Tesla said I'm invited.
I don't care! What's our view count?
Does it matter?
It's at 9. Yeah, because these two people will be the only people watching. Where I could have 20 watching my other thing. And Chris will be there. Mm-hmm. And people like to look at Chris. How about
I'll
you
dress up as a girl.
How about... If you dress up as a girl, you are invited. But if you show up here and you are not in a dress or a sports bra or something, you out.
Sounds good.
He just wants to be here because he's drunk, but he won't next week.
I would absolutely.
Well, you would want to be here, but you wouldn't fake it. You would make it 2 seconds in before you started saying how much you hate games.
I would not.
Yes, 3.
I like games.
You hate games.
I like good games.
That's all the proof I need right there.
I like good games. Red Dead, I like. Jedi Fallen Order, I like.
Next week is the Game Awards. It's on Thursday night.
Anything else than that, kind of shitty.
So we're going to watch that on my channel. So there will be no new episode of Seth and Colby. But then there will be one on Thursday. Okay? And we're going to watch that. And then he will be out. In Boston. So we're going to miss that episode.
Can we do like a live like 30-minute episode? And call in?
Sure. How about you just watch it in chat, man?
I will need some saving.
How about you just watch it in chat?
What?
Just watch the Game Awards with chat, man.
I won't do that.
Personal problem.
Yeah.
All right. Can we leave now?
Yeah.
You're still thumbs downing, by the way.
Whatever.
All right, guys, we'll see you in 2 weeks. All right, SetaColeway.com. You didn't buy any t-shirts, I don't owe you anything, all right? See you later. Of course, we just didn't promote the Black Friday sale or whatever on this channel because, we did an episode, but that's beside the point. Hey, bye, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody.